challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In May, we're discussing how to design the perfect character and giving authors the right tools to make sure that their characters are people, not caricatures. In June, we're discussing the four-letter words of the writing world.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio. It's the companion piece to the official Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen here with the comrades in arms from the DJV show, i.e. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan is here. We are here to talk about the top 10 stories for the week of May 11th to the 15th. The top 10 stories as set aside by the folks at Talkers Magazine. That's the Bible of the talk radio industry. Every week they do their research listening to stations and talking to the hosts around the country so they can get a feel, a handle on what's going on story-wise, discussion-wise. And then there's the people list as well. At number 10 this week, a focus. I was thinking how this has changed, ladies, over the last few weeks. We had at one point 8 of the top 10 things were about the virus, and then it was 7, and then it's 6. This week we're down to 5, so there must be some improvement. Although I do think number 10 does have a connection to the virus because it's about things that are opening up. We've been talking about the DJ on the DJV show about some of the performances that are opening up this weekend and soon to be live events, maybe more back to, even though you have to exercise caution, there are things that are going to be broadcast, right, Victoria, that have impact, but they're putting the whole gang back together. Various bands are actually going to be performing at live events, even though there's not actually anybody in the audience there.
Right.
There is an audience.
It'll be like sports.
Mistaken. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, well, yep, that's what it's going to be for the rest of the year, probably.
Yeah, right. Okay, so that's number 10. Number 9, a focus on race relations with the, I think the real story here is about the ex-detective who shot this fellow Ahmaud Arbery and the wake that's come from Brunswick, Georgia, the district attorney's office, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The police and how they try to hide this up. This is just the latest example of a lot of these things that continue to disgust a lot of Americans, frankly, with good reason. And so I don't know, is there anything more about this? But if we dig into what went on in the district attorney's office, if we dig into what went on in the police station, the way they try to cover this all up, and the story of this guy's history as a policeman, It's embarrassing.
Some new information that came out about Gregory McMichael. He's the ex-detective. He failed to complete a bunch of different training things, and he didn't. In 2014, he got a warning for not finishing mandatory firearms and use of force courses. He basically just like skipped all the stuff that he was supposed to do, and then eventually, a year ago in February of 2019, he lost his ability to arrest people. So, and then he had to hand in his gun, and he retired last June. So he basically was forced into retirement because he just didn't comply with anything.
Terrible
police officer.
He did his own toot.
So he must have had somebody still who was friendly with him, I guess, who decided that they weren't going to prosecute this case until it went national with the video.
And then what was with the video that came out this week that showed showed Arbery running into – remember he would run into that house that was under construction? There was
he was running by a construction site, yeah.
But he wasn't running by. He actually went in. He snooped in and then he ran. Yeah, because I guess they have him on video going in there a couple of times, and so people are everybody's looking at that differently. On the side of the McMichaels, who were obviously arrested, they say this is what one of the things they were talking about. But then also some of the people on the side of the Arbery family said that that video actually bolsters their position because he did nothing wrong. He didn't commit a felony, which is one of the things that's at play. You can actually try to arrest someone as a citizen if they are committing a felony, essentially. And so the argument is going to be the McMichaels were going out because they thought he was doing something wrong and committing a felony. And so now the argument is going to be, did he really by running into a vacant house under construction? But that's going to be part of the legality.
I do that all the time.
Am I going to be put under arrest?
I do it all the time.
Everybody, I always snoop. If there's a new house being built,
really?
I'm always curious. If it's an empty
wandering
site.
Wandering in and out? Yeah.
Really?
All the time. Right.
It wasn't secured. It was totally open.
Yeah.
So it's not like he opened, like, doors and went through.
I'm not saying he was doing anything wrong. I'm not saying you guys do anything wrong. I'm just saying I would never do that.
Really? Oh, it's fun.
No.
You go and look around.
I
do that. Yeah.
There's so much new construction where we live now that I'm always curious. I'm like, oh, come here, wait. When we're on a walk with the dogs, I always tell Lewis, like, oh, I want to go see what that house is going to look like.
Yeah, I do the same thing. There's a lot of construction around here.
Gosh, I do.
But we're white, so no one's going to arrest us for it.
Yeah, there you go.
Maybe look at the bottom line. Because I'll tell you what, I would think I would get arrested for it. I don't care about the color of
my skin. Well, in your neighborhood, there's no new houses being built. They just tear down the old ones.
That's not true. There's a ton of
But did you guys also hear the story this week? It was earlier in the week, and I think it might have been in Georgia or Florida. I don't remember. Maybe Florida. There was an ex-pastor who has been, you know, supportive of Arbery's family, or Arbery's family, and he grabbed a flat-screen TV and ran through several neighborhoods, and no one batted an eye. And that was his point, is that he's a white guy running through a neighborhood with a flat-screen TV, and nobody called the cops, not once. And he did it for several different towns, and he ran, like, miles with a flat-screen TV.
Good exercise, anyway. Yeah. Okay, number 8 on the list of the top 10 stories from Talkers Magazine this week is a focus on education. Lack thereof, what's going to be happening as we go through the COVID situation. So I guess I said the top 5, but we already found 2 more that are related. But I think this goes deeper than that, at least my focus. And I think we've talked about this, ladies, in several different forums, the idea that we're creating people who don't know how to think. And thus, many of the reactions, many of the problems that we're having, not only with families and in certain local circumstances, but when you look at the ignorance of some of our leaders, like the mayor of Los Angeles and others like him, who are making these absurd claims and rules and things, and people just don't challenge it because they don't know any better. But if you were well-educated in civics, understood how the country is supposed to run, then you would be protesting. I mean, there's going to be a lot of protests for sure this summer.
Well, if you feel you're affected by it, you'll be protesting. That's part of the problem, you know, that we've been saying. It's a big part of the issue in Los Angeles is the super wealthy are not really affected by any of his rules. But the middle class is struggling, and they're the hardest hit with it, and that's why you're seeing the middle class rising up and saying, no, like, we just can't live like this.
This is what California policies have done forever. They don't care about the middle class. They care about the very rich and the very poor, and it's that's why people are running to Texas or to Arizona or to Nevada, because the middle class is being pushed out of California, and they always have been, at least in the last 10 years. The middle class is not welcome here, and it sure does feel like that. And, you know, and to that point, a lot of the Congress put together, not Congress necessarily, but the House put together this HEROES Act, and that's one of the things, is that they've actually eliminated the salt taxes. And so many people are saying, as much as that Democrats like to say Republicans give people the bailout, rich people the bailout, this bill is actually getting rid of the salt taxes, which is actually a huge help to the very, very rich in all of the states, certainly, but in the most liberal states like California and New York. It's giving more of a handout to them than it is to the middle class. And that's one of the major problems with the HEROES Act that was created by Nancy Pelosi in the last couple.
I don't know. Governor Cuomo's been every day this past week. He's been saying that the salt tax, he's railing against that. And he said that was one of the worst things that came out of the 2008, you know, that last bailout. So I'd have to look more into that to see exactly, because he's not someone who's like all about benefiting the rich. So he has been railing against the salt tax. So I'd have to look into more of that to see exactly what it is. But I know the Frank Pallone Jr., who's my representative in New Jersey, he's one of the authors of the HEROES Act, and it's supposedly going to help a lot of agriculture. There are a lot of ranchers and farmers who are going to benefit from the HEROES Act, and as well as the hospitals who are, you know,
but they can't get it through
first responders.
Yeah,
they can't get it through the House because they keep adding so much pork to it.
Yeah,
pork.
It's too much handout for lobbyists and all this stuff. Stuff that has nothing to do with the coronavirus. It's ridiculous.
All right, up next, a focus on our relationship with China. Couple of things you may not have heard yet that will shake you to your core. This is the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan on the air.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Have you put off your goals of losing weight? It's already May and you still have pounds to lose. Well, Calitrin is here to help. It's proven for weight loss and more. Just listen to what everybody's saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
Hi, I'm Virgil Snow. I've lost 100 pounds with Calitrin.
This is Vivian Hess. I've been on Calitrin. I started it for weight loss at first. I went from 138 pounds to 108. I've also keep using it because it's the only thing that works for me, and it helps me sleep and feel better with my acid reflux. I really enjoy the product, and I'll never stop taking it.
See? Real people getting real results. And you can, too. Check out Calitrin's biggest sale of the year right now at TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS. It's the unlimited buy three, get three free sale. Again, that's TopLoss.com or 833-TOP-LOSS. Have you put off your goals of losing weight? It's already May, and you still have pounds to lose. Well, Calitrin is here to help. It's proven for weight loss and more. Just listen to what everybody's saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
Hi, I'm Virgil Snow. I've lost 100 pounds with Calitrin.
This is Vivian Hess. I've been on Calitrin. I started it for weight loss at first. I went from 138 pounds to 108. I've also keep using it because it's the only thing that works for me, and it helps me sleep and feel better with my acid reflux. I really enjoy the product, and I'll never stop taking it.
See? Real people getting real results. And you can, too. Check out Calitrin's biggest sale of the year right now at TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS. It's the unlimited buy three, get three free sale. Again, that's TopLoss.com or 833-TOP-LOSS.
Attention, hard-working Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They're experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you already have filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000 or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your job and you make at least 30 grand a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now. 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. To make $5,000 back from your tax returns, call 800-262-0318. All right, let's get to number seven here, which mainly is a focus on China relations. The U.S. government has accused the Chinese of trying to steal the vaccine research, trying to steal. Come on, what do you think these people are? That's exactly what they're doing. We may have accused them, but you know that's what they're doing.
And they're going to sell
it to us. Of course.
They're
going
to
steal everything they can and sell it back to us because we're stupid. We keep buying stuff. I had an advertiser that came to me this week that wanted to sell a certain product, and I said, is it made in China? And they said, yes. I said, no, thank you. Not going to advertise it. The guy looked at me. He said, what, are you crazy? I said, no, not doing it. And then the other story from China, thanks to the Epoch Times, exposing this, the way people in Wuhan are being locked, literally welded the doors to their homes, the apartments are being welded shut so they can't get out. Can you imagine? Think about it in terms of your own house, that the city or the state came to your house and boarded up the door while you were inside, boarded up the windows so you couldn't get out. Can you imagine?
Well, that was, on a small scale, that's what Governor Inslee this week got in trouble for in Washington, because he said if people wouldn't submit to contact tracing, he'd make sure that they stayed indoors.
Great.
Pretty bad.
Lovely. That's back to the education problem. 21 after the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
On this week's Drawn to Wildlife Tip of the Week, I share something that I overlooked before my fishing trip that kept me from landing a couple of big fish. I share what that is right after this message.
For over 20 years, Higdon Outdoors has made the best waterfowl decoys in the business. Now they bring that same tradition of painstaking research and development into the world of turkey hunting. Introducing Higdon's new lineup of hard-body decoys. Ultra lightweight and versatile, these decoys have it all. Realistic, high-contrast paint schemes and XHD hyper-feathering detail for each individual feather. And Higdon's Apex stake system delivers natural movement in all conditions. Get real this turkey season with Higdon Outdoors.
So what kept me from landing a couple of big bass? Old fishing line. I thought I had replaced the line on my spinning reel a month or so ago, but I was wrong. The line on that reel was old and broke upon hook set twice. So learn from my mistake and check us out on drawntowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-993-8236. That's 800-993-8236.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-993-8236.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Top 10 items from the world of news talk radio. That's our focus here in the Talk Radio Review. The stories we're into right now, up to number 6 on the list of the top 10, presidential politics. And Victoria said, I don't know, it was on the air up there, huh? Oh, we are having an election. Yes, oh, okay, yeah, right.
Forgot about it,
yeah.
Until you mentioned it.
Well, it doesn't seem to be on a lot of people's minds, although the polls suggest at the moment that Joe Biden would win if the election were today. I think that the...
Well, nationally, the battleground states show a pretty different picture, actually. CNN.
That's too early.
CNN had to bury a poll because it looked very good for Trump in some of the states that will really determine the election.
Of course they're going to bury it. That's what CNN does. Who pays attention to them anyway? The situation, though, with who wins, I think, is going to be predicated on stuff that hasn't happened yet. What happens in the fall as we get close to the election, if there's an uptick again, people will start pointing their finger.
I think it's going to be, this has changed everything. I mean, you can't have anybody run on their past records. What you're going to have is two questions. One, it's going to be a referendum on Trump's handling of the coronavirus. That'll be number one.
Yep.
And then number two, who do you trust to rebuild the economy? And that's where Joe Biden, I think, is going to really have a hard time. That's going to be his uphill battle. Already polling is indicating that nationally, 10% separate them in who Americans trust to rebuild the economy, with Trump having a 10-point edge over Joe Biden. And I think that's really, by the time the fall rolls around, where people's mind, their minds are going to be, is how do you make my pocketbook look whole again?
Well, there's other stuff going on. Back to the coronavirus, and you're right, it'll be a predicator of whatever goes on politically. And one of the things that I'm using, I've said this before, I'll say it again, I'll keep repeating it, in fact, I'm not voting for anybody who doesn't support the complete return of all of our businesses from China. We have to incentivize bringing these back, and there needs to be some real leadership, which there is a shortage of in the House and the Senate. And so I think you just have to push your own local representatives. If you're in business, no matter what your circumstance, in fact, you should be pushing for we cannot survive as a country being dependent on another country, especially the likes of China, where they're crooked, they're thieves, they're liars, they're cheats, and you can't, you know, you just can't. I know I described most of Washington there, but I'm talking about the Chinese. We cannot survive being dependent on them, period. And that's one of the things, back to education, which is one of our subtitles this week. We're not learning about the world. We're not learning anything in school, unless you're a special needs person or you're at the upper end of the scale. Kind of like what you both were talking about on and off the air about who does well in Los Angeles, for example. The very rich and the very poor, people in the middle get screwed. And I think that's true in educational circles, not only in California, but around the world. Around the country. We just don't offer for people, the average person who is average intelligence and average stimulation in school, they're getting left in the dust. They're not being taught anything, really, that is going to help them in their future lives. Learn about the world. Learn how to speak. Learn how to think. Learn what goes on in the country. What makes it tick? What makes businesses tick? Come on. None of that stuff is going on. All the silly theories about things, good God. All right, so we have time for number five, the coronavirus hearings that are going on. I think one of the things that people are concerned about is what will come out of this next wave of, $3 trillion, and whether it's going to be the bill isn't going to make it through the House or the Senate without taking out the pork. It's pretty outrageous when you look at some of the things that have been added by both sides to stuff into these bills. God, don't they ever learn? The public, all we want is a straightforward approach to helping people and businesses to survive so that they can be there when we come out of this at the other end. And there's going to be another end, but you're going to throw in all kinds of stuff about abortion? Come on. But it's so amazing that there's so much wrong, and yet these people try the same approaches to fix problems. Pretty amazing. 28 after the hour here on the DJ. Whoops, no, it isn't either. It's a Talk Radio Review.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Attention, hard-working Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax return? Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They're experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you already filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000 or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your job and you make at least $30,000 a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now, 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. To make $5,000 back from your tax returns, call 800-262-0318.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR. Now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
This ad is not for HUD or FHA and was not approved by HUD or any government agency. Consumers remain responsible for property taxes, homeowners insurance, and home maintenance. Premie is an equal housing lender. This is not a commitment to lend. Rich Pinnell, branch manager. NMLS number 1067640. PRMI NMLS 3094.
Let's talk about reverse mortgages for a moment. If you're 62 or older and have equity in your home, a reverse mortgage could be a tool for your retirement. For those cash-strapped retirees or those looking for an additional source of income, this is the answer. A reverse mortgage could eliminate your mortgage payment. Another benefit, extend the life of your existing retirement cash. A reverse mortgage isn't for everyone, but when you call Rich Pinnell of Primary Residential Mortgage, Rich can counsel you to see if this is a fit for you. If it fits, then life just got easier for you. You see, Rich Pinnell and Primary Residential Mortgage specialize in reverse mortgages. Rich's experience in this specialized field is why so many people have benefited from a reverse mortgage. Call Primary Residential Mortgage. They're happy to help. 530-722-4579. Or go to richforreverses.com. That's rich, the number 4, reverses.com.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The charts for the week of May 11th to the 15th. We're mid-month in May. I'm Doug Steffen along with my DJV cohorts. Victoria Keelan is here, Jennifer Horn. We're going through the stories from Talkers Magazine. Talkers.com is where you can find that list every week. Talkers Radio is there, Talkers Television. All kinds of great things that relate to the talk radio business. So I think we've gone through, just to review quickly, the coronavirus and how it's affecting travel and live events and sports things. Race relations number 9. the educational system, number 8, U.S.-China relations, number 7, presidential race, number 6, the coronavirus hearings and the bills and stuff, number 5, number 4, the lives that we're living now and our livelihood, civil liberties, all the examples all over the country of these various events that are taking place, people opening their businesses, going to the beach in defiance. And I think you've only seen the beginning of this. As long as these politicians are so tone deaf to what the public wants, after all, that's what they're supposed to be doing. They're supposed to, politicians, aren't they leaders? They're supposed to, if we live in a representative form of government, aren't they supposed to represent what the majority of people are thinking or what they want? Yes or no?
Yes, but it's all politics these days.
Yep, it sure is. So how has it affected your life, Jennifer?
What
all
the,
of this?
All of this?
All,
it
this
hasn't.
I mean,
okay, so it hasn't. It hasn't. In some ways, my schedule has not changed. In fact, if it's even possible, I feel like I'm even more busy than I was before the coronavirus. So my jobs are all deemed to be essential, and so here I go. As far as my personal life, obviously, that's different. I'm thinking twice about how I see my parents, about how I see Jeff, about his kids. I mean, I'm constantly trying to figure out things that we can do relatively safely, you know, so that we can all be together and stay connected.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a constant concern. As far as the government goes, I think this is ridiculous. I think that it is devastating. And I don't think people are actually even really thinking through the devastation. I think the ones who are still...
Not yet.
Really
yeah.
caught up in that first phase of, oh my gosh, coronavirus, and we're being threatened at home, and we better stay in. I don't think they're realizing it exactly what the impact's going to be, but it's not going to be pretty. And
yeah.
it isn't pretty. And I think it's revealing to me that, at least where I live, that there is a totally different motivation than keeping people safe going
Control.
On. And unfortunately, I think that either there's going to be a backlash and people are going to fight to get the country that we love back, or this could be the brink of something new, a new form of government, and that scares me because I don't believe that people achieve who they can be ultimately by
no.
staying at home and taking a government check. I just don't.
And that's part of the educational process that I'm talking about. People are not being schooled as to what actually the government is, what it's supposed to look like, what it is. We don't know anything about the government, frankly. So, Victoria, how has your life changed under this reality the last 2-3 months?
Well, I miss being around my parents. I miss hugging people, you know. I mm-hmm. not that I'm a big hugger, but, you know, I miss being around my friends in person. And my work schedule, similar to Jen, has not changed at all. But having my husband home all the time, it's changed for him. And I don't really know when his company is going to want people back in the office, because working from home has actually been working really well for his company. Mm-hmm. So I don't
How's
know.
How's it working for him, though? And you?
It's fine. He's really busy all day, so it's been fine. But he is someone who's more social. Like he likes to be in an office environment, and
mm-hmm.
so I think that he's looking forward to the day when they can all be back together in, you know, in a conference room. And he's someone who really likes that. But he also has an hour and a half commute each way. So I'm not, you know, until they really figure out some sort of a treatment, he and I are both not comfortable with him commuting 3 hours a day on New Jersey Transit on the train.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know,
right,
who knows together. Where we're going to be.
All right, here's another story, a life or the lives of a family, the Lawson family of Washington, living through one of the darkest experiences they've ever had. The mother's name is Teresa. She is focused on her 13-year-old son, Anthony, who showed some symptoms. He went to the Seattle Children's Hospital. Doctors believe he has developed a very mysterious illness striking children who've been infected with coronavirus. I think some refer to it as the Kawasaki disease.
Similar to
more,
that, yeah.
Yeah. More and more pediatricians are talking about what happens to our system. It becomes all inflamed, apparently. And so there's an alert that's come out, and it's changing the lives. You see this now. People are saying, well, maybe I better get this checked out. And so that's what's going on. This is just one example of many. The youngster felt sick for a couple of days, began vomiting. He wasn't eating. He hadn't done anything, didn't want to watch TV, didn't want to get up, didn't want to go out, didn't want to do anything. And so 3 days after his initial symptoms, he was taken to urgent care, and at that point they brought him to the emergency room, and he'd been in the hospital since. He's 13 years old. So we have the reason I bring it up.
Children died in New York State already from this. So it's right. Definitely, you know, something that's it's like another mutation, I think, of this virus.
Yes.
Because this was not affecting kids or even young people at all in the beginning. And now all these seemingly healthy kids are now ending up with these symptoms. I think there's 102 kids with it in New York right now.
Yeah. So I guess that's a warning in a manner of speaking to parents to be very vigilant. Not that I want you to be afraid. Fear-based thinking is always decisions made under fearing conditions always are wrong decisions. We have so much fear. And I think number three, we lead into that. The fear that has brought the economy to a standstill. I think Jennifer and also Victoria, we all are on this bandwagon of what are we doing to ourselves? What are we allowing to be done? I brought up during the course of the week the example that I remembered going back to the time of Woodstock and also the beginning of the Vietnam War. There was a thing called the Hong Kong flu. If you don't remember it, it killed somewhere between 1 million and 2 million people around the world. And not that we shrugged our shoulders about it, but it came. It took its toll, and it went. So when you consider those numbers versus the numbers of people who have died because of the coronavirus, even if at its worst it attacks and kills twice as many people as it has, the question that's being asked by a lot of people now, is it worth it? Is it what's more important, the overall well-being of the country and the people in it, or the well-being of the people who have the problem and who have died? I mean, it sounds kind of cruel.
I have to say, as a Trump supporter, as you guys know that I am, there are two big problems, I think, that President Trump has done in his presidency. The first is that he didn't fire everybody when he took office because there were so many people were finding out that were out to get him that created problems.
Right away.
All along, and, you know, other administrations would clean house. Obama didn't leave anybody in place. He cleaned house when he went in there because he didn't trust anybody.
So did Clinton.
President Obama should have gone, I'm sorry, President Trump should have gone in and knocked everybody out, but he listened to the advice that people would think the optics of that weren't good because he was a person without political experience, and so he needed these people in place. He should have just gotten rid of them, which I bet was his gut instinct, but he listened to the people around him. Part two of that, he should have never allowed these states to shut down, because once California got the state that I live in got the okay to shut down, they're never going to reopen again. Until you've got the mayor out there saying, and the governor, by the way, saying that we're never going to return to normal until there's a vaccine. That's so incredibly stupid. There may never be a vaccine like the flu. This is going to change and mutate, and it's going to be something different. Every single year, we have to learn how to deal with this and function. And
we've learned how to deal and function with a regular flu.
Right.
We've learned how to deal and function.
I think the president was listening to advice from Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx, and these people are looking at the worst case scenario. And I think, you know, given
it's
the situation,
gloom,
doom,
and fear.
I probably would have done the same thing that he did, because everybody was in your face saying it's going to look terrible if you don't do it. So he did it. But I'll tell you what, giving the very progressive left in California this opportunity, not good. Not good at all.
I think it's a crazy overreaction in California, and I agree with that. But I do strongly disagree. New York and New Jersey needed to shut down because it was spreading so fast and so violently.
And I agree with you. They could have. The full country order to shut down was ridiculous.
Yeah, it didn't affect the Midwest anywhere near as well or as much. And you can see in some of the other areas.
And we hope it doesn't in the future. We don't know where this is going to go, but we don't have a crystal ball. We hope it doesn't affect the Midwest and those other states that have not been affected the way New York and New Jersey have.
And you see,
because I wouldn't wish it on anybody. It's horrific.
No, but the impact of this, ladies, is the same thing that we hear often. The two coasts predicate or control what goes on in the rest of the country, and the people in the Midwest, although, yeah, the factories that do meat production and some of these larger warehouse facilities, they do have a problem with coronavirus. But the average, maybe it's because there's so much distance between homes in most of these areas. There's not the kind of packed in. I mean, I think that certainly is the factor in both Los Angeles and New York.
Well, it's the density. Yeah, it's density anywhere, whether you're in a concert venue or a meatpacking plant or an Amazon work, you know, warehouse, which they're riddled with the virus. And, you know, it's just it just shows you that that's the case that social distancing does work. I know a lot of people go, oh, I don't know if social distancing works. Well, then how come in the densest areas that's where it's spreading the fastest?
No, it does. It's social distancing works and wearing the masks work. Those things are things
that comes with a whole new set of problems. It might work to mitigate the disease, but it comes with issues.
Yeah. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with a list of the stories from Talkers Magazine this week. The top 10 include, at number 10, what's going on with live events. Are we going to get back to being able to go to watch sports and we're going to be able to travel. We're going to be able to go to a concert. All those things in question. Number 9, race relations. The story from South Carolina, or is it North Carolina? The black guy who had been just running around the neighborhood looking at houses under construction and was accused of stealing things by these two cops. Look out below, the cop and his son. Education, number 8. The U.S.-China situation is number 7. Presidential race, number 6. The hearings in the Congress on coronavirus and what to do with more money. Our civil liberties in focus, number 4. The economy is number 3. Projections for the future, number 2. And your health and well-being, number 1 on the story list this week on the Countdown. All right, 45 past the hour. A few more moments here on our story section on the Talk Radio Review here.
As unemployment numbers continue to climb, the American Medical Association is working to increase awareness of health care coverage options for the recently uninsured. AMA President Dr. Patrice A. Harris has advice for those seeking coverage.
Because of the current pandemic, millions of people have unexpectedly lost their health insurance, but there are options. The first thing we encourage is to check with their employer. They may be able to extend insurance through COBRA. There are also options under the Affordable Care Act through the Marketplace Exchange, and they can get further information on that by going to healthcare.gov. And finally, they should check with their state Medicaid and Children's Health Insurance Program to see if they are eligible and if they are eligible for subsidies.
Here's what we know.
People without health insurance live sicker and die younger. The AMA believes that everyone should have access to affordable, meaningful coverage, and we will continue to advocate for that access.
As unemployment numbers continue to climb, the American Medical Association is working to increase awareness of health care coverage options for the recently uninsured. AMA President Dr. Patrice A. Harris has advice for those seeking coverage.
Because of the current pandemic, millions of people have unexpectedly lost their health insurance, but there are options. The first thing we encourage is to check with their employer. They may be able to extend insurance through COBRA. There are also options under the Affordable Care Act through the Marketplace Exchange, and they can get further information on that by going to healthcare.gov. And finally, they should check with their state Medicaid and Children's Health Insurance Program to see if they are eligible and if they are eligible for subsidies.
Here's what we know.
People without health insurance live sicker and die younger. The AMA believes that everyone should have access to affordable, meaningful coverage, and we will continue to advocate for that access.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free ultra pure fish oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
The people list courtesy of the research done at Talkers Magazine for the week of May 11th to the 15th. The official list, in case you don't hear us going through it, we don't go through them all the time, but I do want you to have a handle on what's number 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 4, you know what I'm saying. Number 10, Richard Burr in that position. At number 9, Ahmed Arbery and Greg and Travis McMichael. Elon Musk opening up his plant in California despite the state telling him not to. Number 8, Michael Flynn, number 7, Joe Biden, number 6, Jerome Powell is 5, Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell tied for number 4, Mike Pence is at number 3, the doctors, whether they be Fauci, Birx, or Bright, all in the second position, and Donald Trump, as the President of the United States, is the person on the top of the list. I don't know that that changes much as we move forward, but that's the list. Guaranteed to be accurate from Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, so back to the talk radio review. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen. Number one item this week has to do with, obviously, medicine, testing, your health. I thought it was interesting that the test used by the White House seems to be questionable. Is that a fair? The Abbott ID Now is supposed to provide results in 13 minutes. But apparently it has been used by the Food and Drug Administration, and it hasn't done what it's supposed to do. So what is the
They're
going to
expand. This came out of NYU, the medical facility. They've been using these tests, and they found that it wasn't the same accuracy rate as what they're advertised to be. Mm-hmm. And so they have said that they need to do more studies on it, because that's a big, big problem if the White House – you know, if it puts the president at risk and the vice president and everyone else working there, that's a big problem if the tests aren't accurate.
Right, it is. All right, there you have it, an overview from top to bottom of the stories this week, courtesy of Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen. It's 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The copperhead snake. It hisses before attacking. But that's not a copperhead. That's the Sullivan's RV freshwater tank overflowing into their black one, which is backing into their vent pipe, making for a very different kind of attack. One that arrives just in time for taco night. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Fridge had enough after the extra action in the house these last several weeks? Now you have an excuse to get the new one you've been wanting. Lowe's can help with up to 40% off select appliances during our appliance savings event, including an LG InstaView side-by-side refrigerator for $12.99. With a generous amount of space, you'll have even more room to store your family's favorites. Get it fast by ordering at Lowe's.com or via our app. Best part, we're offering 12-month special financing and free delivery. Offers valid through 6-3. Free local delivery and credit applies to appliances $2.99 or more. Subject to credit approval, exclusions apply, U.S. only.
The COVID-19 pandemic threatens millions. Courageous health workers are risking their lives to protect us all, but many don't have the supplies and support they need. Over the past 60 years, Project Hope has trained and equipped health workers in over 100 countries. Now, as the pandemic spreads, Project Hope is expanding its work in the United States and around the world. To learn more about Project Hope's coronavirus response, visit projecthope.org, sponsored by Project Hope.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During these challenging times, our commitment to providing you with the best mortgage experience remains. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. Mortgage rates remain near historic lows. If you think that now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. At rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 53 past the hour. It's Tech Talk time. A wrap of the items, the top five items this week. Victoria Keelan is here. I'm Doug Steffen. I'll give you the, I'll pass it to you. I'll give you the pass off. Is that what it's called?
A handoff? Okay.
A handoff. I like
football?
That better. Yes, yeah. A handoff. Yeah, okay. Number five is the aforementioned direct-to-consumer website from Pepsi-Cola.
Yep, PepsiCo, of course, is the big food and beverage giant, and they want in on the direct-to-consumer action, so they bought two new domains, snacks.com and the domain pantryshop.com, to basically sell you things faster. The company saw a 10% bump in its earnings last month because people were stocking up on things during the home quarantine situation, and so now there's a lot of shopping going online. PepsiCo realized, you know what, if we can't really keep everything in the supermarkets, and if people don't feel comfortable going into supermarkets, then we might as well sell direct to the consumer. So Snacks.com has more than 100 Frito-Lay products, which are all owned by PepsiCo, and then PantryShop.com will offer meal kit-type bundles of snacks, so Gatorade, Sun Chips, all the other products that PepsiCo owns. And items that are purchased on these websites arrive within 2 business days, so it's actually, if you're going to buy in bulk, it's worth looking into.
All right, number 4.
Popular cable brands like Comedy Central, BET, VH1, MTV, and CMT are now all headed to YouTube TV this summer. This is thanks to the deal that was made with Viacom's merger. So now it's Viacom CBS is the actual name of the new company. And they announced that they have this expanded distribution deal with Google, which owns YouTube TV and regular YouTube. So the deal includes all these CBS channels, CBS broadcast stations, CBS Sports, Pop TV, Smithsonian, all of that good stuff. So you're going to get 14 new channels. I am a subscriber to YouTube TV. This is great news because I have been looking for MTV and Comedy Central and CMT and have not been able to find it until now. So if you are a cord cutter, this is good news for you. If you are thinking about being a cord cutter, it's great news because this will not up the actual base price of membership to YouTube TV. It starts at $49.99 per month. And that gives you 6 different accounts within your family, within the house, and it gives you more than 70 channels. And so I've experimented with Sling and with AT&T Now and Hulu TV Live, and YouTube TV is definitely the best one.
Number 3, Zoom is adding some new backgrounds.
Yep, everybody, especially on the weekends, everybody likes to do their Zoom happy hours, and so now you can add a little pizzazz to your happy hour background.
A clip of the Victoria weekend reality.
This is everyone's weekend. I know it's different for you, but it's everyone else I know. This is their happy hour Zoom weekends, and so now your background can mimic a West Elm showroom, so you can pick what kind of furniture you want to have. You can have a scene from The Golden Girls, anything from Hallmark Channel, Disney films, things like that. Now the newest one is from Schitt's Creek, the popular, which is actually now just finished its series run, but the Rosebud Motel is now a Zoom background, and I can tell you right now, I have friends who have already downloaded that, and they are very excited to have that as their new background. Harry Potter has 2 new scenes, Dumbledore's study and the famous platform 9 3/4 on the train. And Parks and Rec fans have their own Zoom background as well. And if you're a Family Guy fan, you can now sit on the Griffin's couch and pretend to turn on the Quahog Channel 5 news, all while Zooming and drinking cocktails.
Number 2 on our way to number 1, Amazon has added some stuff to their TV main menu.
Yes, so if you are trying to find some TV shows and movies that you can stream on Amazon's Fire TV or the Fire TV Stick, and you're looking for something that doesn't make you lock into a subscription, then this new free tab will actually be good for you. It's a new section. It's right at the top of the menu, along with the other usuals of TV and movies and search and your library. It's right up there, and it just says free. And in the section, you'll be able to browse content that can be viewed at no charge. And you will have to sit through some ads, but, you know, if it's free, people are kind of used to that. Apps like Pluto TV, Tubi, Crackle, IMDb TV, the CW,
IMDb has an
app.
TV channel?
Golly, IMDb TV has an app, yes. And so you can go on there and you can watch a whole bunch of stuff free of charge, no subscription, which is actually great because in this time especially, a lot of people are signing up for stuff and they're forgetting that when the free trial ends and they're getting locked in. So that's good news.
Go. Number 1.
This is definitely the most serious tech story of the week, and it's Homeland Security is involved, the FBI, and they have accused China, they're warning China actually, saying that they have launched cyber attacks against our various medical labs, and they're trying to steal vaccine information from the United States. This should not be a surprise to anyone, but at least everyone now is on high alert for it.
Right. All right, so there they are, top 5 tech stories of the week. Thank you, Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen. The focus on technology is something we do every week at this time. So now you're up to date, 59 past the hour.
The top radio countdown. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Tropical Storm Arthur gaining strength with 45-mile-an-hour winds.
The tropical storm warning remains in effect for portions of the North Carolina Outer Banks from Surf City to Duck, and we expect the main effects to be over the North Carolina coast on Monday.
National Hurricane Center's Eric Blake says Arthur formed off the coast of Florida Saturday, making it the sixth straight year for a named storm to develop before the official June 1st start of the Atlantic hurricane season. Vice President Pence is crediting the faith community's response to the coronavirus for conditions beginning to improve.
I've been deeply moved at the way every American has responded. I mean, it's since the advent of the coronavirus, the American people have made incredible sacrifices, put the health of others first. We've saved lives. We've flattened the curve.
Mr. Pence was a guest recently on the Salem Radio Network. President Trump and former President Obama engaged in a public scuffle.
The former president used an online commencement speech over the weekend to criticize some U.S. leaders overseeing the coronavirus response. He told graduates that many officials aren't even pretending to be in charge. At the White House, reporters asked the president about Obama's comments.
He was an incompetent president. That's all I can say. Grossly incompetent.
During the pandemic, the president has repeatedly bashed the Obama administration, claiming it left behind very little in a national stockpile for such an emergency. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A Canadian aerobatic jet crashed into the British Columbia neighborhood during a flyover intended to boost morale during the pandemic, killing one crew member, setting a house on fire. And police and fire investigators launching a criminal probe into the cause of an explosion at a hash oil manufacturer in a Los Angeles neighborhood that injured a dozen firefighters. More news at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. I come from the doctor's clinic this morning, 28 staples out of my knee, and I am not taking painkillers. Why? Because I don't need to. I'm taking Relief Factor. Yes, it's a triple dose, but it doesn't have any negative side effects. And I am doing just fine, thank you very much. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. That's truly remarkable. To be liberated from your pain for less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Go right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. This is your opportunity to be the next success story.
Air Canada plans to furlough some 20,000 employees, blaming the coronavirus. The Dominion's largest carrier says the cuts, effective June 7th, will affect more than half the company's 38,000 workers. On CTV, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says the government is working with the airlines to see if additional help can be offered to the workers.
We're going to continue to work with airlines across this country, make sure that they are drawing on the benefit packages that we put forward for workers through the wage subsidy.
Airline says the pandemic's forced it to reduce scheduled flights by 95%. And doesn't expect normal traffic to return anytime soon. Albanian police clashed Sunday with opposition supporters who were protesting the demolition of the country's national theater building in that nation's capital. The decision to destroy the old national theater built by Italians when they occupied Albania during World War II. More news at townhall.com. Official Tokyo Olympic souvenir shops drawing few customers these days.
The coronavirus pandemic and the fact that the Olympics have been postponed for a year has wiped out almost all business. It's a worrying situation for local organizers who hope to generate $100 million from the sale of official products. The uncertainty of the postponed games actually taking place in a year has also dampened sales. Even if the Olympics take place, it may be without fans.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. There are about 90 stores across Japan selling 5,500 Olympic-style products. They sell the usual merchandise like T-shirts and caps carrying the Olympic logo. And there are also Olympic chopsticks for sale. Merchandise is also being sold online. Japan's economic growth plunged into recession in the first quarter as the coronavirus pandemic squelched production, exports, and spending. Fears are growing worse times may lie ahead. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for the Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here every week at this time. I'm Doug Steffen, bringing you around to realizing there is lots to talk about. There always is. This is a service of Talkers Magazine so that you'll know what the top 10 stories of the week are and the personalities that are being discussed most on the news talk radio stations, the news talk radio world, if you will. So, Michael, let me turn it over to you to do the honors going through the list, and then we'll pick apart some things that perhaps will be a great conversation pieces on their own.
All right. Well, this certainly is a murky mess of overlapping stories. At number 10, we have sports, travel, and live events. And we can get into that as we talk. At number 9, race relations. At number 8, education. At number 7, the Michael Flynn case, and that's tied with U.S.-China relations and U.S.-Russia relations. At number 6, we have the presidential race and politics. At number 5, the coronavirus hearings. At number 4, the lives versus livelihood debate and civil liberties. The economy is at number 3. And at number 2, statistics and projections. And at number 1, massive topic, really dominates everything, and you could have 15 different top tens within it, health and medicine. On the people survey, we have at number 10, Richard Burr. At number 9, Ahmed Arbery, and that's tied with the father-son team of Greg and Travis McMichael. Elon Musk is in the national conversation at number 8. At number 7, Michael Flynn, Barack Obama, and Emmett Sullivan. Number 6, Joe Biden. and Mike Garcia. At number 5, Jerome Powell. At number 4, Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell. Number 3, Mike Pence. At number 2, Dr. Tony Fauci, Dr. Deborah Birx, and Dr. Rick Bright. And at number 1, Donald Trump. And there's a snapshot of basically a lot of activity, a lot of subjects, and a lot of cross currents between them.
All right, so let's say, hypothetically, you're doing a talk radio program today. What are you going to, well, how are you going to start? Let's say we're starting the hour over again. Michael Harrison is here hosting on a XYZ program, and I'm going to start with, that's not a good host, they don't say. I'm going to start with, but where do you go?
Well, I am doing a talk radio program today, so okay. It's not hypothetical. You know, we're talking on a talk radio program about what I would do if I were hypothetically doing a talk radio program.
So
what I'm talking about is what I always talk about, and that is the hottest issues. So I would be on a show. I would be sure somewhere within the 3 hours of the show to cover almost every single one of the things that I just brought up, even if it's a tangential thing or a mention of it. I think that that's what I would do. Because that's what I know, and I would concentrate on the lives versus livelihood debate and the erosion of civil liberties, because this coronavirus crisis has really brought us to a point where some of our deepest values on one level, freedom, liberty, independence, rugged individualism, and on the other level, protecting our citizens, doing what's right, being smart, fighting an unknown enemy. All of these are at odds with each other.
I think we know who the enemy is. The enemy is China, not we're at war with China. And this is an answer. One of the things is the Wuhan virus. But you look at other things that are going on. Here they are this week trying to steal. They're trying to hack into the testing work that we're doing. They've got more clusters of cases, so they're trying to hack into, government, as a matter of fact, accused them with the goods this week of stealing COVID-19 vaccine research so that they can manufacture it on their own and offer it to the rest of the world. That's what they're trying to do. That's what you're dealing with here.
What you're pointing out, the China thing, I agree with you that China is a major issue, and it's a shame that it's fallen into the political correct discussion, or even the appropriateness discussion, the appropriateness of pointing fingers and casting blame. We shouldn't be doing that. The word conspiracy theory is thrown around a lot when talked about China, and people who hate Donald Trump don't seem to recognize that on a certain level, he's really been the most effective president we've ever had on dealing with China in the modern era. So all of this stuff is messed up, but yeah, China's an issue, most definitely, and I guess what we have to do is we have to come to terms with the fact that they are really vicious.
Yeah,
when I say
they really are.
I mean the Chinese government. I don't mean the Chinese people.
Right.
I always say that because
it's important.
There's an enormous disconnect between the Communist Party running China and the Chinese people, both in China and around the world. Wouldn't you say?
Well, look at what we learned this week from the Epoch Times reporting. The people that live in Wuhan are being locked physically in their homes. Apartment buildings with metal doors are having them welded shut. The buildings that have wooden doors are being boarded up from the outside. There are boards being placed across windows so that only the officials or soldiers or whoever is handing out food, they're passing it through the windows. And there's a picture on the cover of the Epoch Times on the Friday edition showing the lockdown, showing these doors, these metal doors being welded shut. Can you imagine living in a world in 2020 where the government welds shut your door so you can't get out? This is what we're dealing with.
Yeah, yeah.
This is who these people are.
It's very scary. And I'll tell you, but what's equally scary on the other side is that this disease is serious enough for that totalitarian, ruthless regime to do that. See, they're not doing it because suddenly they want to imprison their people. They're doing it because they take draconian steps in shutting down the problem that is theirs on not only a medical level, but on a political level, on a military level. You know, China has done everything it can to hide the truth from the world. Now, on the medical level, the fact that Wuhan is suffering from a second wave of this because they opened it up maybe too soon also is kind of scary as we embark upon.
Well, we're all going to confront that, don't you think? I mean, we're all going to have this is not over by a long shot. This is going to go up and down from now until the end of the year.
Are you concerned about the fact that in Wisconsin, where the Supreme Court overruled the shutdown policy, that the next day the bars and taverns in Wisconsin are crowded with people partying and drinking and rubbing?
That's number eight for me. This whole business, the education, the lack of understanding how our bodies work, how things work in general government, it's all part of the education issue. The people who are responsible are wearing masks. The people who are responsible and thoughtful and caring are social distancing, because that does seem to have an impact, a positive impact, on the spread of this thing. So for a bar or a beach or any other place where people would gather to completely ignore what we know to be satisfactory ways of inhibiting the growth or expansion of the Wuhan virus, coronavirus, this is irresponsible. People ought to have more caring and feeling about their fellow human beings, and nobody, I mean, it's an age thing, Michael. I think it's a generational thing, frankly. Who gives a damn and who doesn't?
Well, I've had a lot of people in conversation I've had say,
this is not as big a problem as we think. Most of the deaths are old people. I've had people say that. We don't respect in our society elderly. We make fun of people who are older. We do.
But beyond that, we make fun of people who are fat as well. We make fun of people. So we make fun of a lot of people. But what I'm trying to say is it has been used as a justification for not being as concerned about the stats.
Yeah.
That most of the deaths are elderly people and older people.
Not so much now, though. You see some stories this week of youngsters who are basically getting that Kawasaki disease, who have certain weaknesses in their system because this virus is mutating. It's changed and is continuing to change and affecting different people in different ways.
Very good point, and that further complicates the situation. So much for the demographic aspect of it. Yes.
Was that a Freudian slip? Not so much for the democratic.
It's not a Freudian slip at all. I just tripped over my tongue. Sometimes I think faster than I'm able to get the words out. But it is a form of demographic genocide that's taking place at nursing homes and taking place around the country. Yes, so far, aside from the Kawasaki disease, so far it has proven to be statistically more prevalent among the older people, and deaths are more prevalent among older and infirm people. But that being said, old people are people too, and there are relationships between people of all ages, and therein lies one of the biggest problems. I mean, you go out to a bar and then you go home and kill grandma. So there's a lot of issues here.
A lot of people are using this as an
opportunity to make a political statement. Mm-hmm. In other words, they're cutting off their own nose to fight their face.
Yeah, but be that as it may, there are a lot of people who are justifiably upset about business being closed. And
I agree.
There's this guy, you see this week in Texas, there's a guy who had a tattoo parlor who opened it up, and he got AK-47s for five of his closest friends. And the guy stood outside with the AK-47s to keep people, the police or anybody away that was going to try to shut this guy down so that he could do his tattoo thing.
Right, yeah. Right. His right to do tattooing is up there with, freedom, give me liberty or give me death.
Give me a tattoo.
Well, and after all, tattoos are essential in today's world. The point is that people on all sides are acting in many ways irrationally. I mean, I can understand it. You want to open the taverns, fine, but you got to run in there and pack yourself into a place without any kind of protection because the Supreme Court...
The guy did somewhere in, I think it was California, they put mannequins in the restaurant.
I read it. I didn't see the picture. Did they actually put mannequins on tables?
Yeah.
So it appears more crowded?
Yeah.
It feels like something out of the Twilight Zone. That would, mannequins are kind of creepy in many ways.
All right, bring in Shatner for an episode of that. Hi, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen.
Since we've been spending more time at home, MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. But they still want to help you get the best sleep of your life. And maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, and Giza Pillowcases, plus bolster pillows, neck pillows, and more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. That's promo code DJV. Refresh your linen closet with MyPillow, MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Right now, home sweet home has never been sweeter. Our homes are more important than ever, and finding people we trust to take care of them is just as important. For over 20 years, Home Advisor has been connecting homeowners with trusted local plumbers, electricians, roofers, and more. And now we're making it easier than ever for great pros to join the Home Advisor network. For a limited time, home service businesses can get $200 in free advertising. Visit homeadvisor.com/offer200 for details. That's homeadvisor.com/offer200.
Here at Rocket Mortgage and the Rock family of companies, every one of our team members knows a hero.
My Uncle Paul, who works long hours at the grocery store to make sure that people can put food on the table.
We really want to thank my wife's cousin Marie, who works so hard as a nurse saving others.
Thank you for being a hero in our community, Des Marie.
To those who leave their homes to keep us safe in ours, we thank you. From the front lines to behind the scenes, we see you. You're essential every day, and today, you're heroes.
You're giving families everywhere a little more hope for a healthier tomorrow.
We're sending all our love, gratitude, and hope your way.
Here's to all of you. We couldn't be more grateful.
Thank you so much for everything that you're doing.
Yeah, you guys are awesome.
Did we miss you, Mama?
I just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
If you'd like to thank America's frontline and essential workers with us, visit everyoneknowsahero.com. Quicken Loans, LLC, NMLS number 3030, licensed in 50 states. Each legal entity that identifies themselves as part of the Rock family of companies are separate legal entities with their own governance and management structures.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it would be too difficult? Then try Babbel. Babbel starts by teaching you words and phrases that gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations. So in 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking a new language in a few weeks. Babbel is built around real life. It teaches you practical conversations that you will actually use. Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now, continuing with our Talk Radio Countdown show for the week of the 11th to the 15th of May, Michael Harrison is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Michael runs Talkers Magazine. You get these stories and the people, the charts are there at talkers.com, where you can find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So the continuing focus on what's going on here. I asked you what you would do. As a talk show host, I'm also wondering, in this age of the COVID pandemic, how it's affecting radio. It's like a two-sided coin. On one side, more people are listening by leaps and bounds. Listenership is up by double digits. But the support that we have on the radio to bring you these programs, i.e. they are free for you to listen to, so we must have advertiser support, that stuff is very much in jeopardy. And more of the, not too much shop talk here, but some of the big companies are once again, they've all gone bankrupt once, and a couple of them are in danger of going bankrupt again. And so what does that hold for the future of people who value this format, do you think?
People who value it? Well, they should support it. They should continue to listen, and if they have businesses, they should advertise or promote it. I mean, that's how you support it. As far as people in the business, those that are in it because they love it will find a way to make it happen. Those who are in it because they're talented, they'll figure out a way. Those who are in it for perhaps the wrong reasons will find a different line of work. There's no question that media is having issues transitioning from the 20th to the 21st century in terms of business models. And we're getting used to it, and it's taking time. And then this crisis coming out of the blue and devastating the economy has just cast a pall over the entire radio and, news, journalism, publishing, books, records. So many of the media forms that were popular in the 20th century are having difficulty getting footing in the new century. Although technologically they're on the cutting edge, they haven't figured out a way to make money with it yet.
So is this the weak disappear, the strong survive? That's kind of like what has always been the history of mankind. The strongest survive, the weak go away.
The strong survive, and in this case, the innovative. For radio and newspapers and movies and all of these art forms and these media forms that we all grew up with to survive as viable businesses going forward, they are going to have to take risks, and that is do programming and provide content that might be very different than what conventional wisdom in these businesses indicated was the safe way to go. It doesn't work anymore. So the innovators with backbone, are the ones that are going to succeed.
You know, number one this week, health and medicine on the story list, and I was thinking we had a look at the podcast numbers for our Good Day Health show, which is something that's produced every week with several doctors that have different points of view on how to deal with health and medical issues. Has been on the air for quite a long time, and now all of a sudden the podcast numbers have shot through the roof. And I thought to myself, isn't that interesting how people can actually go, even though I don't necessarily promote it as much as I ought to, but the fact that people are finding it, they're looking for this information, and some of the good hosts are weaving, as you just suggested, some of this material into their daily programs. You know, the flu is a dangerous thing, and how do you avoid it? They're a good public service, or what do we call it, full-service programs that bring this information out with doctors and experts. That sort of thing's coming back, isn't it?
Well, isn't it interesting that health and medicine is the number one topic on talk shows in America? I mean, health and medicine. When would that happen? The problem with much of that conversation, though, it is presented through a partisan lens as opposed to a nonpartisan, objective, academic lens. Let people decide the political aspect of it. That would be a true service. But when you talk about health for political reasons and spin it that way, then I don't know whether it advances the cause of intelligent decision-making.
28 past the hour.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D
for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
In these unprecedented times, a lot of companies have changed the way they do business. MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. They still want you to get the best sleep of your life, though, and maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, they have buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. Give your linen closet a makeover at MyPillow.com, and remember to use promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. Enjoy lidded beverages throughout the auditorium at every show. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to readingcivic.com to learn more.
In these uncertain times, do you need a much-needed break from cooking? If so, let Mary's Pizza Shack take care of you with their to-go delivery, curbside pickup. Mary's is offering to-go beer and wine at a special discounted rate. And as always, they have their famous pizza, pasta, soups, and salads. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. From Mary's family to yours, please be safe.
This ad is not from Hodder FHA and was not approved by Hodder or any government agency. Consumers remain responsible for property taxes, homeowners insurance, and home maintenance. Premie is an equal housing lender. This is not a commitment to lend. Rich Pinnell Branch Manager. NMLS number 1067640. PRMI NMLS 3094.
Let's talk about reverse mortgages for a moment. If you're 62 or older and have equity in your home, a reverse mortgage could be a tool for your retirement. For those cash-strapped retirees or those looking for an additional source of income, this is the answer. A reverse mortgage could eliminate your mortgage payment. Another benefit, extend the life of your existing retirement cash. A reverse mortgage isn't for everyone, but when you call Rich Pinnell of Primary Residential Mortgage, Rich can counsel you to see if this is a fit for you. If it fits, then life just got easier for you. You see, Rich Pinnell and Primary Residential Mortgage specialize in reverse mortgages. Rich's experience in this specialized field is why so many people have benefited from a reverse mortgage. Call Primary Residential Mortgage. They're happy to help. 530-722-4579. Or go to richforreverses.com. That's rich, the number 4, reverses.com.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Continuing on now with our talk radio countdown show, Michael Harrison, who is the esteemed operator. He's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. He's here every week with us to go through the list, the stories, in our own way. There are a lot of other ways that he and others cover the ground that needs to be covered because it's important, and because he and Talkers have a lock on this. They do the research every week that nobody else does. Nobody else has the capability, the connections, to be able to go across the industry, have people from all size stations and different formats answer his questions. And so here we are looking at this list and wondering, okay, what affects you the most? And I would think of all of the things that affect our lives and livelihood in a very dramatic way is how we are living our lives individually. What are we eating? How are we getting the food that we need for sustenance? And you asked me a good question, which I wouldn't mind answering for this audience. You and I were talking in another circumstance about what's going on, and because I do have a certain expertise in the area of agriculture and farming, I do think that this is part of the discussion, don't you? An important part of the discussion.
Well, there's no doubt that the health and economics are the key issues that people are dealing with. They're concerned about their food, they're concerning about the roof over their head, and they're concerning about the body in which their spirit dwells. So let me ask you the question. The statistics indicate that the price of almost all goods and services is going down. Energy going down, travel going down, cars, you can buy a car now, you can get a great deal. The cost of living is going down, except at the supermarket where the prices are going up. And one of the things that I hear is that it's because of interruptions in the food chain. The supply is not happening. And that's for any number of reasons, I guess, what's happening on the farms, what's happening in trucking, and maybe even some panic buying. And I was going to ask you, as an expert on agriculture, do you see this trend continuing, and to what do you attribute the fact that you can't get enough poultry or beef or certain food products without them being rationed by the big distributors and stores that sell these things?
You asked the right question. If you look back over the last couple of months, prices that we're paying in our country for eggs and meat and cereal and milk and all the staples have gone up. People are going to the grocery stores. They're trying to stock up on food because they're afraid. It's fear-based thinking, Michael. The supply chain has been interrupted, and part of it is because people are more, I guess, demanding of what they, they want to have enough stuff in their house in case something happens. So they fill up the freezer, they fill up the refrigerator, and as a result of that, there is a problem in the supply chain. But also, what you're seeing happening at some of the big plants, the processing plants, the Smithfield plant, the Tyson plant, some of the butcheries that have now been affected by the coronavirus themselves, the workers, hundreds of them in these plants have gotten sick, so they had to close them down. So in response to that, Tyson, for example, went to Mexico and bought a lot of beef from the Mexican suppliers and brought it up here. We don't know that it's Mexican beef, but we're paying 30% more for it because the Mexicans, being good businessmen, I guess, said, well, you need our beef? It's going to cost you 30% more than it did last week. And so that, in part, is the reason for all this, demand and supply. Yep, that's kind of it, in a manner of speaking. There's a lot of other pieces that are ancillary to it, but farmers are working hard to try to, and people are going back to the farm, but it's, there's a real, it's a very interesting catch-22, actually.
You know what I find fascinating, and it comes up often as a joke, but it's no joke, is the paper products shortage. I think Warren Buffett said that it's pure panic buying. It's still hard to get toilet paper and paper towels, believe it or not. And it has nothing to do with anything, really.
One of the largest suppliers of fruit, berries in the country. And I don't know if you know there's a company called Driscoll that was a small farm in California that was specializing in regional
Blueberries, if I'm correct. Because
blueberries, raspberries, blackberries.
Yeah, they have those little plastic. They have those little plastic containers that are hard to open.
Right.
Especially in the middle of the night.
That's very true. All of that is absolutely true. So they've started to repackage their products in paper and in cardboard. So because there is a realization, one of the big problems we're having, people buying all the stuff in the store, the food services are delivering, the restaurants are delivering, and they're using huge amounts of plastics. And the products that are, you know, the packaging is part of the problem because the Chinese no longer are taking our garbage. You knew that, right? They've taken our garbage in shiploads and destroyed it. They don't care what they put in the air, so they bring it. We pay. This is another one of these crazy things. We pay them to burn our garbage.
Like they're in a different atmosphere than we are.
Right. Well, here's how stupid this is. We send the garbage over there. They burn it. The pollution goes up in the air, and it blows west west to east, so it blows back to California and the West Coast. It is incredible what we don't know and how dependent we become on the Chinese.
And that goes back to what you and I talked about earlier about the Chinese factor. One of the reasons that it's now deemed politically incorrect to implicate China at this point as one of the problems in the world for us is because so many people in the American media, in American manufacturing, in terms of movers and shakers of the American economy, have financial connections to China. We're in bed with the enemy.
Yep. And how are we going to get out of that? I have said many times on the air, I'm not voting for anybody until they have convinced me that they are on board with legislation that will encourage bringing back our businesses to America. If we've spent how many trillion dollars bailing ourselves out of this mess, which we created basically ourselves by getting into bed with China in the first place. Okay. So now we need to bring them back here, and people say, well, it'll be more expensive. Hello. Look at the tab for where we are now, pal.
Yeah. And you know, it doesn't necessarily have to bring it back here. We could do business with other countries that are, shall we say, not at war with us.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's very hard for any country to be an island in today's world.
It is.
We have to be more selective as to where we invest money and whom we connect with in terms of the supply chains we've discussed.
You know, talking about this is one of the subsets here, talking about the way China pollutes the air. Since this all started, you know how much easier, look around at how much easier it is to breathe the air. Look at how much cleaner the air is. The satellite pictures of most every large city, whether it's in China or our country, how much clearer the air is, even in just 2 months, how quickly Mother Nature has cleaned things up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Pretty amazing.
A lot to be learned from that. And it should be part of the lessons that we learn from this going forward, that there are ways to very quickly remedy a lot of the problems we have.
Yeah, right.
It's going to be an interesting scenario 10 years from now when this is hopefully really behind us.
Yeah.
It won't be behind us for a while, though, I'm afraid.
No, I know. I think there are a lot of people who come from different areas of expertise looking at this and suggesting that this is going to go on. There can be a couple of waves of it between now and the end of the year, the first of next year, when it kind of really does go away. But in the meantime, pretty uncomfortable. And a lot of the things that back to number one on the story list here, the hearings that have been held in Washington by people who have been in some circumstances disgraced because they didn't toe the line, back to politics again. It's all so involved in the weird kind of
after the election. Maybe.
Oh, there's an election? Is there an election coming up?
Yeah,
oh,
I know.
Wow.
The election is really going to be a referendum on the Trump administration's handling of the coronavirus, and it's really going to be based upon what happened that week of Election Day.
Yeah.
Considering how short our memories are. So that will play itself out. But I do believe it is the coming presidential election in November of 2020 and this pandemic happening in 2020 that's causing a lot of bad thinking on behalf of political interests by both the left and the right, the Democrats and Republicans, that's getting in the way of good, honest, objective thinking about the ramifications on the economy and the ramifications on our health. We could come to solutions that serve all of these concerns if we didn't spin everything politically for the sake of the forthcoming presidential election, and both sides, in my personal opinion, are guilty of playing that game.
What would be one example, a highlight, a perfect example of that sort of thing in the conversation circles this week?
Of the political aspect of it?
Yeah. What's been clouded by political reasoning?
Well, first of all, the whole Obamagate, Michael Flynn situation is not necessarily on the same level of importance as the deaths and the curing of the disease. So that's a political distraction, no matter what side you're on. And the idea that it is a constitutional issue, the wearing of face masks being a sign of what party you are, as opposed to the reason for face masks. I don't even know where to begin. The whole thing is dripping in political spin, and that's the problem. Whether it's the education issue, whether it's the when to open factories issue, these discussions should be held in a nonpartisan way. That we try to come up with the best solutions and plans to get the economy running again while protecting people and getting off of this whole thing about, you know, showing each other where it's at in terms of, I'm not wearing a mask, I'm going to go and party, I'm going to do this, or shut it down completely, weld the doors like they do in Wuhan. It's all no good. None of it is objective, reasonable, compromised thinking, looking for solutions to a problem that has no care about the fact that we have an election in November. That is an artificial construct in terms of the reality of the human race's battle against a virus. That's the issue, not the politics of it. The politicians are not equipped to handle this, and people that see everything through the lens of politics are not equipped with coming to terms with what exactly are we dealing with.
The People List, courtesy of the research done at Talkers Magazine for the week of May 11th to the 15th, the official list, in case you don't hear us going through it, we don't go through them all the time, but I do want you to have a handle on what's number 10987 64, you know what I'm saying, number 10, Richard Burr in that position. At number 9, Ahmed Arbery and Greg and Travis McMichael. Elon Musk opening up his plant in California despite the state telling him not to. Number 8, Michael Flynn, number 7. Joe Biden, number 6. Jerome Powell is 5. Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell tied for number 4. Mike Pence is at number 3. The doctors, whether they be Fauci, Birx, or Bright, all in the second position, and Donald Trump, as the President of the United States, is the person on the top of the list. I don't know that changes much as we move forward, but that's the list, guaranteed to be accurate. From Talkers Magazine, I'm Doug Steffen.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. What if screening for cancer was as simple as a prick of the finger? Researchers are studying that possibility right now. It's called a liquid biopsy, and thousands of patients are engaged in studies exploring early detection of breast and other cancers.
We'll see if we can detect, using the blood test, the cancer that the mammography finds, or maybe even enhance the sensitivity of that testing.
Director of the Mayo Clinic Center for Individualized Medicine, Dr. Keith Stewart, says the test could also be a means of monitoring patients already diagnosed with the disease.
If you can monitor it in the blood through a blood test instead of doing x-rays and biopsies, which are deep in the body, that will make life much more efficient, much less risk of harm, and a new way really to monitor the presence, response to treatment, and recurrence of cancer using a blood test.
While much more study is needed, Dr. Stewart says there is a lot of excitement about the potential. For the Mayo Clinic News Network, I'm Joel Streed.
It really is an awesome product for so many different things, even in addition to the weight loss. You know, people tell us within the first few weeks of taking it that they're sleeping better, waking up with less joint pain, more natural energy, and then, of course, over time, you do see the weight loss, the inch loss, and the weight loss with the product. If you go to the website toploss.com, you can click on the science tab. There's a science tab at the top. You can read all about how it works for weight loss and the side benefits on there, too. It's not in stores. You can't find it on any other website because with Calitrin, every purchase of Calitrin, you get a team of support. We have nurses available. We have Calitrin consultants. Everyone gets a dedicated personal Calitrin consultant who follows up with you after your order, make sure that you're seeing results. If you have any questions, you know, you can ask them. So it really is more about a team effort with this product.
Toploss.com. Make sure you use the promo code DJV. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with a list of the stories from Talkers Magazine this week. The top 10 include, at number 10, what's going on with live events? Are we going to get back to being able to go to watch sports, and we're going to be able to travel? We're going to be able to go to a concert? All those things in question. Number 9, race relations. The story from South Carolina, or is it North Carolina? The black guy who had been just running around the neighborhood looking at houses under construction and was accused of stealing things by these two cops. Look out below, the cop and his son. Education, number 8. The U.S.-China situation is number 7. Presidential race, number 6. The hearings in the Congress on coronavirus and what to do with more money. Our civil liberties in focus, number 4. The economy is number 3. Projections for the future, number 2, and your health and well-being, number 1, on the story list this week on the Countdown. All right, so this week on the Michael Harrison interview, the MHInterview.com, you have one of the countries, would you say he was an up-and-comer in terms of his talk show host career?
I think he could be called an up-and-comer, but he's also a happening person. He's a fill-in guy for Rush, and he's a big morning man in the afternoon drive man in Pennsylvania. Ken Matthews is with us.
Check
it's interesting.
It out. Michael Harris interview. MHInterview.com.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall. Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
Would you get on an airplane if you knew it had a 50% chance of crashing? You may be riding that plane right now. If you have your money in a 401k or IRA and you plan to take out the recommended percentage each year when you retire, your chance of running out of money is 50%. 50%. But there's a better and safer way to secure your income in retirement. Discover how in a free book called Rescue Your Retirement. This wealth building strategy has never had a losing year in more than a century. In fact, even the man who invented the 401k now prefers this method instead. Get Rescue Your Retirement free for just a small shipping charge and enjoy a safe landing and a comfortable retirement. Get this free book and make sure you don't run out of money.
Hurry, this offer is extremely limited. To get your free copy, just go to GrowWealthSafely.com. That's GrowWealthSafely.com to discover how to rescue your retirement. GrowWealthSafely.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Steve and J.J. Wiseman next up on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Steve is a lawyer, a professor at Bentley University. He's his home, teaches lots of classes on the various nuances of the law. And we all know there are plenty of nuances. Nuance. That should be the name. Instead of you're the legal expert on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, we should do a podcast called Nuance on the Law. How's that take apart? Yeah, kind of a – remember when I can see the guys that used to work for me looking at the law, Neil Shiat. Remember
Neil
him?
Neil Shiat, yeah.
Yep. Looking at the law. We could revive something that was similar to that, take it apart in different ways. That's what we do here, take apart some of the stories having to do with – our law, legal system. So number four this week, a focus on civil liberties and some of the stuff. Can you imagine the mayor of Chicago, well, the mayor of any city, but this is the mayor of Los Angeles, who says in a public interview that the people of Los Angeles have to earn back their freedom. Hello? What country are you in? Earn? Can you imagine? What kind of, and you can see the results of it with all the people saying, hey, buddy, you can take a long walk on a short pier. We're going to the beach.
It's an interesting thing you mentioned that about the people earning back their freedom. And I got to say, though, my instincts in a lot of this is very, very critical of some of the people who are flaunting what seems to be legitimate things. However, one of the things I go back to when I teach constitutional law and I ask my students, I said, what does the Bill of Rights, does the Bill of Rights grant us any rights? And the answer is, no, it doesn't, because the theory of our Constitution is that we are born inherently with these rights, and the Bill of Rights was just a recognition of the limitations of the state to be and the government to be able to limit it, including the most important one is the Ninth Amendment. And the Ninth Amendment, to paraphrase it, says, just because a right is not indicated here in the Bill of Rights doesn't mean the people still have it. And so I think the government, there's been a little bit more overbearing than it has to as far as making the case and making limitations that people can live with. It's really important for us all to do the social distancing, but we've got to find ways to encourage people to do it and to recognize the strain that the people are under with the isolation.
Well, I think that there, if you're thoughtful, you've been educated properly by your family and whatever other influences you have, you don't think just of yourself. So wearing a mask is a good idea. Social distancing, or I call it personal distancing, is a good idea. It's just thoughtful. If you want to be thoughtless and not care, like some of the kids that were partying early on, and many of them got very sick. It's the, you know, you think this stuff isn't going to come back again? Hello? Knock, knock. Anybody home? Of course it's going to come back again.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. All right. Next up, the Michael Flynn case. This keeps getting beaten around, and there are new things coming to light about what was going on in the Obama administration and who says what to whom. But this is really an example. I think one of the things that came out this week was the FBI and the way that they are in collusion in lots of different ways with lots of different bad guys. I mean, we don't have to back in further than the Whitey Bulger case, Steve.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the Whitey Bulger case was a horrible indication of people who died because there were FBI that were working with Bulger and protecting him more as an informant. You know, I am one of the things, the developments I'm really happy about is what the judge is doing. And the judge is appointing as a friend of the court another judge to look into this, because it does smack of political influence on the prosecution, and this is where the judge has a right to look into this. So now we're going to get a legitimate inquiry. We're going to get a legitimate inquiry, and I tell you, Doug, you are going to love the judge he appointed to look into this, who formerly was the judge in the Gotti trial. This guy's good, and he will do a good job.
Here come the judge.
Yep.
Give me 30 seconds on this business with the two cops and the black guy down in South Carolina and where that's going.
You know, we need to see how the facts shake out. But today I saw some news where one of the shooters actually had his license to his ability to arrest and other powers taken away from him. So there's a lot more underlying here we're going to find out.
Lots of questions and some answers are needed. Stephen J.J. Wiseman always has the answers for us here on the Weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their life. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Republicans are pushing hard to add new liability protections for companies that reopened during the coronavirus.
Senator John Thune of South Dakota says the fear of lawsuits could be keeping some companies closed.
Businesses are worried that they could be held responsible if one of their employees develops coronavirus, even if the business took every reasonable precaution.
Thune also says some medical providers are withholding needed treatments for fear they'd be sued should a patient come into contact with the coronavirus. Bob Agnew reporting.
A Canadian Armed Forces snowbird plane participating in a cross-country tour aimed at boosting morale of Canadians struggling with the pandemic crashed in the Pacific Coast province of British Columbia Sunday. The snowbirds are Canada's equivalent of the U.S. Navy's Blue Angels. Operation Inspiration started in Nova Scotia earlier this month, features the team's signature nine-jet formation. One crew member was killed. A house on the ground was on fire. President Trump back at the White House after a working weekend at Camp David.
Tremendous progress is being made on many fronts, including coming up with a cure for this horrible plague that has beset our country.
You might want to look down. The latest sign of COVID-19 may be found on your foot.
They're being called COVID toes, red, sore, and sometimes itchy swellings on the toes, something doctors normally see on the feet and hands of people who spent a lot of time outdoors in the cold. The most common coronavirus symptoms remain fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, and some people are contagious despite never experiencing symptoms. But as this bewildering virus continues to spread, less common symptoms are being reported, including loss of smell and taste, vomiting, diarrhea, and now skin problems. I'm Julie Walker.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Relief Factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. I've come from the doctor's clinic this morning, 28 staples out of my knee, and I am not taking painkillers. Why? Because I don't need to. I'm taking Relief Factor. Yes, it's a triple dose, but it doesn't have any negative side effects, and I am doing just fine, thank you very much. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com, and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. That's truly remarkable. To be liberated from your pain for less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Go right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. This is your opportunity to be the next success story.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says there might never be a vaccine for COVID-19.
The government is giving an additional $102 million to researchers working on separate vaccine trials at Oxford University and Imperial College London. However, despite these efforts, Johnson wrote in an article in the Mail on Sunday newspaper that, quote, a vaccine might not come to fruition. The UK Business Secretary, Alok Sharma, echoed those sentiments in the country's daily virus briefing.
In spite of the tireless efforts of our scientists, it is possible that we may never find a successful coronavirus vaccine.
Johnson and Sharma also said that the government is supporting research into drug treatments to help people recover quickly from the virus and looking at new ways to keep the virus at bay, such as testing people who have symptoms and tracing their contacts. Karen Chamas, London.
Check out more breaking news and more analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Some accused gang members are facing charges.
Charges including murder, attempted murder, and murder conspiracy against 10 men accused of being part of the notorious MS-13 gang. U.S. Attorney Richard Donahue of the Eastern District says the men were all in custody in connection to three killings and other crimes. If convicted, six of the men face mandatory sentences of life in prison and are eligible for the death penalty. Three of the men face maximum sentences of life in prison, and the last man faces up to 15 years in prison. John Scott reporting.
Video conferencing service Zoom says it's investigating the cause of outages that apparently affected some users' ability to host and join in meetings. Sunday's outages disrupted some churches that had shifted their weekly services online during the coronavirus pandemic. Zoom apologized for any inconvenience they may have experienced. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Did you know that the city of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
In these uncertain times, do you need a much-needed break from cooking? If so, let Mary's Pizza Shack take care of you with their to-go delivery, curbside pickup. Mary's is offering to-go beer and wine at a special discounted rate. And as always, they have their famous pizza, pasta, soups, and salads. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. From Mary's family to yours, please be safe.
.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. It's the companion piece to the official Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen here with the comrades in arms from the DJV show, i.e. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan is here. We are here to talk about the top 10 stories for the week of May 11th to the 15th. The top 10 stories as set aside by the folks at Talkers Magazine, that's the Bible of the talk radio industry. Every week they do their research, listening to stations and talking to the hosts around the country so they can get a feel, a handle on what's going on story-wise, discussion-wise. And then there's the people list as well. At number 10 this week, a focus. I was thinking how this has changed, ladies, over the last few weeks. We had, at one point, 8 of the top 10 things were about the virus, and then it was 7, and then it's 6. This week we're down to 5, so there must be some improvement. Although I do think number 10 does have a connection to the virus because it's about things that are opening up. We've been talking about the DJ on the DJV show about some of the performances that are opening up this weekend and soon to be live events, maybe more back to, even though you have to exercise caution, there are things that are going to be broadcast, right, Victoria, that have impact, but they're putting the whole gang back together. Various bands are actually going to be performing at live events, even though there's not actually anybody in the audience there.
Right.
There is an audience.
It'll be like sports.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unfortunately, well, yep, that's what it's going to be for the rest of the year, probably.
Yeah, right. Okay, so that's number 10. Number 9, a focus on race relations with the, I think the real story here is about the ex-detective who shot this fellow Ahmaud Arbery and the wake that's come from Brunswick, Georgia, the district attorney's office, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The police and how they try to hide this up. This is just the latest example of a lot of these things that continue to disgust a lot of Americans, frankly, with good reason. And so I don't know whether is there anything more about this. But if we dig into what went on in the district attorney's office, if we dig into what went on in the police station, the way they try to cover this all up, and the story of this guy's history as a policeman, It's just embarrassing.
Failed to complete the new information that came out about Gregory McMichael. He's the ex-detective. He failed to complete a bunch of different training things, and he didn't. In 2014, he got a warning for not finishing mandatory firearms and use of force courses. He basically just like skipped all the stuff that he was supposed to do, and then eventually a year ago in February of 2019, he lost his ability to arrest people. So, and then he had to hand in his gun, and he retired last June. So he basically was forced into retirement because he just didn't comply with anything.
He's a terrible police officer.
So I don't know if
he did on his own toot.
So he must have had somebody still who was friendly with him, I guess, who decided that they weren't going to prosecute this case until it went national with the video. Mm-hmm. And then what was with the video that came out this week that showed showed Arbery running into? Remember, he would run into that. House that was under construction. There was he was running by a construction site, yeah.
But he wasn't running by. He actually went
well,
in.
He snooped in and then he ran.
Yeah, because I guess they have him on video going in there a couple of times, and so people are everybody's looking at that differently. On the side of the McMichaels, who were obviously arrested, they say this is what one of the things they were talking about. But then also some of the people on the side of the Arbery family said that video actually bolsters their position because he did nothing wrong. He didn't commit a felony, which is
right.
One of the things that's at play. You can actually try to arrest someone as a citizen if they are committing a felony, essentially. And so the argument is going to be the McMichaels were going out because they thought he was doing something wrong and committing a felony. And so now the argument is going to be, did he really by running into a vacant house under construction? But that's going to be
part of
the legality.
I do that all the time.
Am
I going to be put under arrest? I do it all the time.
Everybody, I always snoop. If there's a new house being
built,
really?
I'm
curious. I'm always curious. If it's an empty
wandering
site,
in and out? Yeah.
Really?
All the time. Right.
It wasn't secured. It was totally open.
Yeah.
So it's not like he opened, like, doors and went through.
I'm not saying
he
was doing anything wrong. I'm not saying you guys do anything wrong. I'm just saying I would never do that.
Really? That's fine.
No.
You go and look around.
I
do that. Yeah,
stupid. There's so much new construction where we live now that I'm always curious. I'm like, oh, come here, wait. When we're on a walk with the dogs, I always tell Lewis, like, oh, I want to go see what that house is going to look like inside.
Yeah, I do the same
People
thing.
Do that
there's
all
a lot
the time.
Of construction around here.
Gosh, I do.
But we're white, so no one's going to arrest us for it.
Yeah, there you go.
That's where we live, because I'll tell you what, I would think I would get arrested for it. I don't care about the color of
my skin. Well, in your neighborhood, there's no new houses being built. They just tear down the old ones.
That's not true. There's a ton of them.
But did you guys also hear the story this week? It was earlier in the week, and I think it might have been in Georgia or Florida. I don't remember. Maybe Florida. There was an ex-pastor
who has been, you know, supportive of Arbery's family, and he grabbed a flat screen TV and ran through several neighborhoods, and no one batted an eye, and that was his point, is that he's a white guy running through a neighborhood with a flat-screen TV, and nobody called the cops, not once. And he did it for several different towns, and he ran, mm-hmm. like, miles with a flat-screen TV.
Good exercise, anyway. Yeah. Okay, number 8 on the list of the top 10 stories from Talkers Magazine this week is a focus on education, the lack thereof, what's going to be happening as we go through the COVID situation. I guess I said the top 5, but we already found 2 more that are related. But I think this goes deeper than that, at least my focus. And I think we've talked about this, ladies, in several different forums, the idea that we're creating people who don't know how to think. And thus, many of the reactions, many of the problems that we're having, not only with families and in certain local circumstances, but when you look at the ignorance of some of our leaders, like the mayor of Los Angeles and others like him, who are making these absurd claims and rules and things, and people just don't challenge it because they don't know any better. But if you were well-educated in civics, understood how the country is supposed to run, then you would be protesting. I mean, there's going to be a lot of protests for sure this summer.
Well, if you feel you're affected by it, you'll be protesting. That's part of the problem, you know, that we've been saying. It's a big part of the issue in Los Angeles is the super wealthy are not really affected by any of his rules. But the middle class is struggling, and they're the hardest hit with it, and that's why you're seeing the middle class rising up and saying, no, like, we just can't live like this.
This is what California policies have done forever. They don't care about the middle class. They care about the very rich and the very poor, and that's why people are running to Texas or to Arizona or to Nevada, because the middle class is being pushed out of California, and they always have been, at least in the last 10 years. The middle class is not welcome here, and it sure does feel like that. And, you know, and to that point, a lot of the Congress put together, not Congress necessarily, but the House put together this HEROES Act, and that's one of the things, is that they've actually eliminated the salt taxes. And so many people are saying, as much as Democrats like to say Republicans give people the bailout, rich people the bailout, this bill is actually getting rid of the salt taxes, which is actually a huge help to the very, very rich in all of the states, certainly, but in the most liberal states like California and New York. It's giving more of a handout to them than it is to the middle class. And that's one of the major problems with the HEROES Act that was created by Nancy Pelosi in the last couple.
I don't know. Governor Cuomo has been every day this past week. He's been saying that the salt tax, he's railing against that. And he said that was one of the worst things that came out of the 2008, you know, that last bailout. So I'd have to look more into that to see exactly, because he's not someone who's like all about benefiting the rich. So he has been railing against the salt tax. So I'd have to look into more of that to see exactly what it is. But I know the Frank Pallone Jr., who's my representative in New Jersey, he's one of the authors of the HEROES Act, and it's supposedly going to help a lot of agriculture. There are a lot of ranchers and farmers who are going to benefit from the HEROES Act, and as well as the hospitals who are, you know,
but they can't get it through
first responders.
Yeah,
they can't get it through the House because they keep adding so much pork to it.
Yeah, it's too much handout for lobbyists and all this stuff. Nothing to do with the coronavirus. It's ridiculous.
All right, up next, a focus on our relationship with China. A couple of things you may not have heard yet that will shake you to your core. This is the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan on the air.
Have you put off your goals of losing weight? It's already May and you still have pounds to lose. Well, Calitrin is here to help. It's proven for weight loss and more. Just listen to what everybody's saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
Hi, I'm Virgil Snow. I've lost 100 pounds with Calitrin.
This Vivian has. I've been on Calitrin. I started it for weight loss at first. I went from 138 pounds to 108. I've also keep using it because it's the only thing that works for me, and it helps me sleep. I feel better with
with my acid reflux. I really enjoy the product, and I'll never stop taking it.
See? Real people getting real results. And you can, too. Check out Calitrin's biggest sale of the year right now at TopWoss.com or call 833-TOPWOSS. It's the unlimited buy three, get three free sale. Again, that's TopWoss.com or 833-TOPWOSS. Have you put off your goals of losing weight? It's already May and you still have pounds to lose. Well, Calitrin is here to help. It's proven for weight loss and more. Just listen to what everybody's saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
Hi, I'm Virgil Snow. I've lost 100 pounds with Calitrin.
This is Vivian Hess. I've been on Calitrin. I started it for weight loss at first. I went from 138 pounds to 108. I've also keep using it because it's the only thing that works for me, and it helps me sleep and feel better with my reflux. I really enjoy the product, and I'll never stop taking it.
See? Real people getting real results. And you can, too. Check out Calitrin's biggest sale of the year right now at TopWoss.com or call 833-TOPWOSS. It's the unlimited buy three, get three free sale. Again, that's TopWoss.com or 833-TOPWOSS.
Attention, hard-working Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They're experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you already have filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000 or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your job and you make at least 30 grand a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now. 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. To make $5,000 back from your tax returns, call 800-262-0318.
All right, let's get to number seven here, which mainly is a focus on China relations. The U.S. government has accused the Chinese of trying to steal the vaccine research. Trying to steal? Come on, what do you think these people are? That's exactly what they're doing. We may have accused them, but you know that's what they're doing.
And then they're going to
sell it to us. Of course,
they're
going
to
steal everything they can and sell it back to us because we're stupid. We keep buying stuff. I had an advertiser that came to me this week that wanted to sell a certain product, and I said, is it made in China? And they said, yes. I said, no, thank you. Not going to advertise it. The guy looked at me. He said, what, are you crazy? I said, no, not doing it. And then the other story from China, thanks to the Epoch Times, exposing this, the way people in Wuhan are being locked, literally welded the doors to their homes, the apartments are being welded shut so they can't get out. Can you imagine? Think about it in terms of your own house, that the city or the state came to your house and boarded up the door while you were inside, boarded up the windows so you couldn't get out. Can you imagine?
Well, that was, on a small scale, that's what Governor Inslee this week got in trouble for in Washington, because he said if people wouldn't submit to contact tracing, he'd make sure that they stayed indoors.
Great.
Pretty bad.
Lovely. That's back to the education problem. 21 after the hour.
On this week's Drawn to Wildlife Tip of the Week, I share something that I overlooked before my fishing trip that kept me from landing a couple of big fish. I share what that is right after this message.
For over 20 years, Higdon Outdoors has made the best waterfowl decoys in the business. Now they bring that same tradition of painstaking research and development into the world of turkey hunting. Introducing Higdon's new lineup of hard-bodied decoys. Ultra lightweight and versatile, these decoys have it all. Realistic high-contrast paint schemes and XHD hyper-feathering detail for each individual feather. And Higdon's Apex stake system delivers natural movement in all conditions. Get real this turkey season with Higdon Outdoors.
So what kept me from landing a couple of big bass? Old fishing line. I thought I had replaced the line on my spinning reel a month or so ago, but I was wrong. The line on that reel was old and broke upon hook set twice. So learn from my mistake and check us out on drawntowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
Experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-993-8236. That's 800-993-8236.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-993-8236.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Top 10 items from the world of News Talk Radio. That's our focus here in the Talk Radio Review. The stories we're into right now, up to number 6 on the list of the top 10, presidential politics. And Victoria said, I don't know, it was on the air up there, huh? Oh, we are having an election. Yes, oh, okay, yeah, right.
Forgot about it,
yeah.
Until you mentioned it.
Well, it doesn't seem to be on a lot of people's minds, although the polls suggest at the moment that Joe Biden would win if the election were today. I think that the...
Well, nationally, the battleground states show a pretty different picture, actually. CNN.
That's too early.
CNN had to bury a poll because it looked very good for Trump in some of the states that will really determine the election.
Of course they're going to bury it. That's what CNN does. Who pays attention to them anyway? The situation, though, with who wins, I think, is going to be predicated on stuff that hasn't happened yet. What happens in the fall as we get close to the election? If there's an uptick again, people will start pointing their finger.
I think it's going to be, this has changed everything. I mean, you can't have anybody run on their past records. What you're going to have is two questions. One, it's going to be a referendum on Trump's handling of the coronavirus. That'll be number one.
Yep.
And then number two, who do you trust to rebuild the economy? And that's where Joe Biden, I think, is going to really have a hard time. That's going to be his uphill battle. Already polling is indicating that nationally, 10% separate them in who Americans trust to rebuild the economy, with Trump having a 10-point edge over Joe Biden. And I think that's really, by the time the fall rolls around, where people's mind, their minds are going to be, is how do you make my pocketbook look whole again?
Well, there's other stuff going on. Back to the coronavirus, and you're right, it'll be a predicator of whatever goes on politically. And one of the things that I'm using, I've said this before, I'll say it again, I'll keep repeating it, in fact, I'm not voting for anybody who doesn't support the complete return of all of our businesses from China. We have to incentivize bringing these back, and there needs to be some real leadership, which there is a shortage of in the House and the Senate. And so I think you just have to push your own local representatives. If you're in business, no matter what your circumstance, in fact, you should be pushing for we cannot survive as a country being dependent on another country, especially the likes of China, where they're crooked, they're thieves, they're liars, they're cheats. And you can't, you know, you just can't. I know I described most of Washington there, but I'm talking about the Chinese. We cannot survive being dependent on them, period. And that's one of the things, back to education, which is one of our subtitles this week. We're not learning about the China. We're not learning about the world. We're not learning anything in school, unless you're a special needs person or you're at the upper end of the scale. Kind of like what you both were talking about on and off the air about who does well in Los Angeles, for example. The very rich and the very poor, people in the middle get screwed. And I think that's true in educational circles, not only in California, but around the world. Around the country. We just don't offer for people, the average person who is average intelligence and average stimulation in school, they're getting left in the dust. They're not being taught anything, really, that is going to help them in their future lives. Learn about the world. Learn how to speak. Learn how to think. Learn what goes on in the country, what makes it tick, what makes businesses tick. Come on. None of that stuff is going on. All the silly theories about things, good God. All right, so we have time for number 5, the coronavirus hearings that are going on. I think one of the things that people are concerned about is what will come out of this next wave of, what is it, $3 trillion, and whether it's going to be the bill isn't going to make it through the House or the Senate without taking out the pork. It's pretty outrageous. When you look at some of the things that have been added by both sides to stuff into these bills. God, don't they ever learn? The public, all we want is a straightforward approach to helping people and businesses to survive so that they can be there when we come out of this at the other end. And there's going to be another end, but you're going to throw in all kinds of stuff about abortion? Come on. But it's so amazing that there's so much wrong, and yet these people try the same approaches to fix problems. Pretty amazing. 28 after the hour here on the DJ. Whoops, no, it isn't either. It's a Talk Radio Review.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Attention, hard-working Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They're experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you already filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000 or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your job and you make at least 30 grand a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now. 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. To make $5,000 back from your tax returns, call 800-262-0318.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their life. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The charts for the week of May 11th to the 15th, we're mid-month in May. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my DJV cohorts. Victoria Keelan is here, Jennifer Horan. We're going through the stories from Talkers Magazine. Talkers.com is where you can find that list every week. Talkers Radio is there, Talkers Television. All kinds of great things that relate to the talk radio business. So I think we've gone through, just to review quickly, the coronavirus and how it's affecting travel and live events and sports things. Race relations, number 9. The educational system, number 8. U.S.-China relations, number 7. Presidential race, number 6. The coronavirus hearings and the bills and stuff, number 5. Number 4. The lives that we're living now and our livelihood, civil liberties, all the examples all over the country of these various events that are taking place, people opening their businesses, going to the beach in defiance. And I think you've only seen the beginning of this. As long as these politicians are so tone deaf to what the public wants, after all, that's what they're supposed to be doing. They're supposed to, politicians, aren't they leaders? They're supposed to, if we live in a representative form of government, aren't they supposed to represent what the majority of people are thinking or what they want? Yes or no?
Yes, but it's all politics these days.
Yep, it sure is. So how has it affected your life, Jennifer?
What
all
the,
of this?
It hasn't. In some ways, my schedule has not changed. In fact, if it's even possible, I feel like I'm even more busy than I was before the coronavirus. So my jobs are all deemed to be essential, and so here I go. As far as my personal life, obviously, that's different. I'm thinking twice about how I see my parents, about how I see Jeff, about his kids. I mean, I'm constantly trying to figure out things that we can do relatively safely, you know, so that we can all be together and stay connected. So I think that's a constant concern. As far as the government goes, I think this is ridiculous. I think that it is devastating. And I don't think people are actually even really thinking through the devastation. I think the ones who are still caught up in that first phase of, oh, my gosh, coronavirus, and we're being threatened at home, and we better stay in. I don't think they're realizing it, exactly what the impact's going to be, but it's not going to be pretty. And it isn't pretty. And I think it's revealing to me that, at least where I live, that there is a totally different motivation than keeping people safe going
control.
On. And unfortunately, I think that either there's going to be a backlash and people are going to fight to get the country that we love back, or this could be the brink of something new, a new form of government. And that scares me because I don't believe that people achieve who they can be ultimately by staying at home and taking a government check. I just don't.
And that's part of the educational process that I'm talking about. People are not being schooled as to what actually the government is, what it's supposed to look like, what it is. We don't know anything about the government, frankly. So, Victoria, how has your life changed under this reality the last 2-3 months?
Well, I miss being around my parents. I miss hugging people, you know. I'm not that I'm a big hugger, but, you know, I miss being around my friends in person. And my work schedule, similar to Jen, has not changed at all. But having my husband home all the time, it's changed for him. And I don't really know when his company is going to want people back in the office, because working from home has actually been working really well for his company. Mm-hmm. So I don't
How's
know.
It work? How's it working for him, though? And you?
It's fine. He's really busy all day, so it's been fine. But he is someone who's more social. Like, he likes to be in an office environment. And so I think that he's looking forward to the day when they can all be back together in, you know, in a conference room. And he's someone who really likes that. But he also has an hour and a half commute each way. So I'm not, you know, until they really figure out some sort of a treatment, he and I are both not comfortable with him commuting 3 hours a day on New Jersey Transit on the train.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, who knows where we're going to be.
All right. Here's another story, a life or the lives of a family, the Lawson family of Washington, living through one of the darkest experiences they've ever had. The mother's name is Teresa. She is focused on her 13-year-old son, Anthony, who showed some symptoms. He went to the Seattle Children's Hospital. Doctors believe he has developed a very mysterious illness striking children who've been infected with coronavirus. I think some refer to it as the Kawasaki disease. More and more pediatricians are talking about what happens to our system. It becomes all inflamed, apparently. And there's an alert that's come out, and it's changing the lives. You see this now. People are saying, well, maybe I better get this checked out. And so that's what's going on. This is just one example of many. The youngster felt sick for a couple of days, began vomiting. He wasn't eating. He hadn't done anything, didn't want to watch TV, didn't want to get up, didn't want to go out, didn't want to do anything. And so 3 days after his initial symptoms, he was taken to urgent care, and at that point they brought him to the emergency room, and he'd been in the hospital since. He's 13 years old. So we have the reason I bring it up.
Died in New York State already from this. So it's definitely, you know, something it's like another mutation, I think, of this virus.
Yes.
Because this was not affecting kids or even young people at all in the beginning. And now all these seemingly healthy kids are now ending up with these symptoms. I think there's 102 kids with it in New York right now.
Yeah. So I guess that's a warning in a manner of speaking to parents to be very vigilant. Not that I want you to be afraid. Fear-based thinking is always decisions made under fearing conditions, always a wrong decision. We have so much fear. And I think number three, we lead into that, the fear that has brought the economy to a standstill. I think Jennifer and also Victoria, we all are on this bandwagon of what are we doing to ourselves? What are we allowing to be done? I brought up during the course of the week the example that I remembered going back to the time of Woodstock and also the beginning of the Vietnam War. There was a thing called the Hong Kong flu. If you don't remember it, it killed somewhere between 1 million and 2 million people around the world. And not that we shrugged our shoulders about it, but it came. It took its toll, and it went. So when you consider those numbers versus the numbers of people who have died because of the coronavirus, even if at its worst it attacks and kills twice as many people as it has, the question is being asked by a lot of people now, is it worth it? What's more important, the overall well-being of the country and the people in it, or the well-being of the people who have the problem and who have died? I mean, it sounds kind of cruel.
I have to say, as a Trump supporter, as you guys know that I am, there are two big problems, I think, that President Trump has done in his presidency. The first is that he didn't fire everybody when he took office, because there were so many people were finding out that were out to get him that created problems.
Right away.
All along, and, you know, other administrations would clean house. Obama didn't leave anybody in place. He cleaned house when he went in there because he didn't trust anybody.
President Clinton.
President Obama should have gone, I'm sorry, President Trump should have gone in and knocked everybody out. But he listened to the advice that people would think the optics of that weren't good, because he was a person without political experience, and so he needed these people in place. He should have just gotten rid of him, which I bet was his gut instinct, but he listened to the people around him. Part two of that, he should have never allowed these states to shut down. Because once California got the state that I live in, got the okay to shut down, they're never going to reopen again. Until you've got the mayor out there saying, and the governor, by the way, saying that we're never going to return to normal until there's a vaccine. That is so incredibly stupid. There may never be a vaccine. Like the flu, this is going to change and mutate, and it's going to be something different. Every single year, we have to learn how to deal with this and function. And I think we've learned how to deal and function with the regular flu. Right.
We've learned how to deal and function with...
I think the president was listening to advice from Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx, and these people are looking at the worst-case scenario. And I think, you know, given
it's
the situation,
gloom,
I probably...
Gloom and fear.
I probably right. would have done the same thing that he did because everybody was in your face saying it's going to look terrible if you don't do it. So he did it. But I'll tell you what, giving people like giving the very progressive left in California this opportunity, not good. Not good at all.
I think it's a crazy overreaction in California, and I agree with that. But I do strongly disagree. New York and New Jersey needed to shut down because it was spreading so fast and so violently.
And I agree with you. They could have. It just a full country order to shut down was ridiculous.
It didn't affect the Midwest anywhere near as well or as much. And you can see
and
some of the other areas.
And we hope it doesn't in the future.
Flood.
We don't know
yeah.
where this is going to go, but we don't have a crystal ball. We hope it doesn't affect the Midwest and those other states that have not been affected the way New York and New Jersey have.
And you see,
I wouldn't
impact,
wish it on anybody. It's horrific.
No, but the impact of this, ladies, is the same thing that we hear often. The two coasts predicate or control what goes on in the rest of the country, and the people in the Midwest, although, yeah, the factories that do meat production and some of these larger warehouse facilities, they do have a problem with coronavirus. But the average, maybe it's because there's so much distance between homes in most of these areas. There's not the kind of packed in. I mean, I think that certainly is the factor in both Los Angeles and New York.
Well, it's the density. Yeah,
it's density
anywhere, whether you're
right.
in a concert venue or a meatpacking plant or an Amazon warehouse, which they're riddled with the virus. And, you know, it's just it just shows you that that's the case that social distancing does work. I know a lot of people go, I don't know if social distancing works. Well, then how come in the densest areas that's where it's spreading
yeah,
the
no,
fastest?
No, it does. It's social
so
it's distancing
basic,
works
yeah.
and wearing the masks work. Those things
it
are things
comes
that
comes with a whole new set of problems.
On.
It
right.
might work to mitigate the disease, but it comes with issues.
Yeah. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with a list of the stories from Talkers Magazine this week. The top 10 include, at number 10, what's going on with live events. Are we going to get back to being able to go to watch sports and we're going to be able to travel. We're going to be able to go to a concert. All those things in question. Number 9, race relations. The story from South Carolina, or is it North Carolina? The black guy who had been just running around the neighborhood looking at houses under construction and was accused of stealing things by these two cops. Look out below, the cop and his son. Education, number 8. The U.S.-China situation is number 7. Presidential race, number 6. The hearings in the Congress on coronavirus and what to do with more money. Our civil liberties in focus, number 4. The economy is number 3. Projections for the future, number 2. And your health and well-being, number 1 on the story list this week on the Countdown. All right, 45 past the hour. A few more moments here on our story section on the Talk Radio Review here.
As unemployment numbers continue to climb, the American Medical Association is working to increase awareness of health care coverage options for the recently uninsured. AMA President Dr. Patrice A. Harris has advice for those seeking coverage.
Because of the current pandemic, millions of people have unexpectedly lost their health insurance, but there are options. The first thing we encourage is to check with their employer. They may be able to extend insurance through COBRA. There are also options under the Affordable Care Act through the Marketplace Exchange, and they can get further information on that by going to healthcare.gov. And finally, they should check with their state Medicaid and Children's Health Insurance Program to see if they are eligible and if they are eligible for subsidies.
Here's what we know.
People without health insurance live sicker and die younger. The AMA believes that everyone should have access to affordable, meaningful coverage, and we will continue to advocate for that access.
As unemployment numbers continue to climb, the American Medical Association is working to increase awareness of health care coverage options for the recently uninsured. AMA President Dr. Patrice A. Harris has advice for those seeking coverage.
Because of the current pandemic, millions of people have unexpectedly lost their health insurance, but there are options. The first thing we encourage is to check with their employer. They may be able to extend insurance through COBRA. There are also options under the Affordable Care Act through the Marketplace Exchange, and they can get further information on that by going to healthcare.gov. And finally, they should check with their state Medicaid and Children's Health Insurance Program to see if they are eligible and if they are eligible for subsidies.
Here's what we know.
People without health insurance live sicker and die younger. The AMA believes that everyone should have access to affordable, meaningful coverage, and we will continue to advocate for that access.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
Talk Radio Countdown.
The People List, courtesy of the research done at Talkers Magazine for the week of May 11th to the 15th. The official list, in case you don't hear us going through it, we don't go through them all the time, but I do want you to have a handle on what's number 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 4, you know what I'm saying. Number 10, Richard Burr in that position. And number 9, Ahmed Arbery and Greg and Travis McMichael. Elon Musk opening up his plant in California despite the state telling him not to, number 8. Michael Flynn, number 7. Joe Biden, number 6. Jerome Powell is 5. Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell tied for number 4. Mike Pence is at number 3. The doctors, whether they be Fauci, Birx, or Bright, all in the second position. And Donald Trump, as the President of the United States, is the person on the top of the list. I don't know that that changes much as we move forward. But that's the list, guaranteed to be accurate, from Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, so back to the Talk Radio Review. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen. Number one item this week has to do with, obviously, medicine, testing, your health. I thought it was interesting that the test used by the White House seems to be questionable. Is that a fair... The Abbott ID Now, supposed to provide results in 13 minutes, but apparently it has been used by the Food and Drug Administration and it hasn't done what it's supposed to do. So what is the
They're
going to
expand. This came out of NYU, the medical facility. They've been using these tests, and they found that it wasn't the same accuracy rate as what they're advertised to be. Mm-hmm. And so they have said that they need to do more studies on it, because that's a big, big problem. If the White House, you know, if it puts the president at risk and the vice president and everyone else working there, that's a big problem if the tests aren't accurate.
Right, it is. All right, there you have it, an overview from top to bottom of the stories this week, courtesy of Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen. It's 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Ah, the copperhead snake. It hisses before attacking. But that's not a copperhead. That's the Sullivan's RV freshwater tank overflowing into their black one, which is backing into their vent pipe, making for a very different kind of attack. One that arrives just in time for taco night. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Fridge had enough after the extra action in the house these last several weeks? Now you have an excuse to get the new one you've been wanting. Lowe's can help with up to 40% off select appliances during our appliance savings event, including an LG InstaView side-by-side refrigerator for $12.99. With a generous amount of space, you'll have even more room to store your family's favorites. Get it fast by ordering at Lowe's.com or via our app. Best part, we're offering 12-month special financing and free delivery. Offers valid through 6-3. Free local delivery and credit applies to appliances $2.99 or more. Subject to credit approval, exclusions apply, U.S. only.
The COVID-19 pandemic threatens millions. Courageous health workers are risking their lives to protect us all. But many don't have the supplies and support they need. Over the past 60 years, Project Hope has trained and equipped health workers in over 100 countries. Now, as the pandemic spreads, Project Hope is expanding its work in the United States and around the world. To learn more about Project Hope's coronavirus response, visit projecthope.org, sponsored by Project Hope.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During these challenging times, our commitment to providing you with the best mortgage experience remains. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. Mortgage rates remain near historic lows. If you think that now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. At rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 33.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 53 past the hour. It's Tech Talk time. A wrap of the items, the top five items this week. Victoria Keelan is here. I'm Doug Steffen. I'll give you the, I'll pass it to you. I'll give you the pass off. Is that what it's called?
When, a handoff? Okay.
A handoff. I like that better. Yeah, yeah. A handoff. Yeah, okay. Number five is the aforementioned direct-to-consumer website from Pepsi-Cola.
Yep, PepsiCo, of course, is the big food and beverage giant, and they want in on the direct-to-consumer action, so they bought two new domains, snacks.com and the domain pantryshop.com, to basically sell you things faster. The company saw a 10% bump in its earnings last month because people were stocking up on things during the home quarantine situation, and so now there's a lot of shopping going online. PepsiCo realized, you know what, if we can't really keep everything in the supermarkets, and if people don't feel comfortable going into supermarkets, then we might as well sell direct to the consumer. So snacks.com has more than 100 Frito-Lay products, which are all owned by PepsiCo, and then pantryshop.com will offer meal kit-type bundles of snacks, so Gatorade, Sun Chips, all the other products that PepsiCo owns. And items that are purchased on these websites arrive within 2 business days, so it's actually, if you're going to buy in bulk, it's worth looking into.
All right, number four.
Popular cable brands like Comedy Central, BET, VH1, MTV, and CMT are now all headed to YouTube TV this summer. This is thanks to the deal that was made with Viacom's merger. So now it's Viacom CBS is the actual name of the new company. And they announced that they have this expanded distribution deal with Google, which owns YouTube TV and regular YouTube. So the deal includes all these CBS channels, CBS broadcast stations, CBS Sports, Pop TV, Smithsonian, all of that good stuff. So you're going to get 14 new channels. I am a subscriber to YouTube TV. This is great news because I have been looking for MTV and Comedy Central and CMT and have not been able to find it until now. So if you are a cord cutter, this is good news for you. If you are thinking about being a cord cutter, it's great news because this will not up the actual base price of membership to YouTube TV. It starts at $49.99 per month. And that gives you 6 different accounts within your family, within the house, and it gives you more than 70 channels. And so I've experimented with Sling and with AT&T Now and Hulu TV Live, and YouTube TV is definitely the best one.
Number three, Zoom is adding some new backgrounds.
Yep, everybody, especially on the weekends, everybody likes to do their Zoom happy hours, and so now you can add a little pizzazz to your happy hour background.
A clip of the Victoria weekend reality.
This is everyone's weekend. I know it's different for you, but it's everyone else I know. This is their happy hour Zoom weekends, and so now your background can mimic a West Elm showroom, so you can pick what kind of furniture you want to have. You can have a scene from the Golden Girls, anything from Hallmark Channel, Disney films, things like that. Now, the newest one is from Schitt's Creek, the popular, which is actually now just finished its series run, but the Rosebud Motel is now a Zoom background, and I can tell you right now, I have friends who have already downloaded that, and they are very excited to have that as their new background. Harry Potter has two new scenes, Dumbledore's study and the famous platform 9 3/4 on the train. And Parks and Rec fans have their own Zoom background as well. And if you're a Family Guy fan, you can now sit on the Griffin's couch and pretend to turn on the Quahog Channel 5 news, all while Zooming and drinking cocktails.
Number two on our way to number one, Amazon has added some stuff to their TV main menu.
Yes, so if you are trying to find some TV shows and movies that you can stream on Amazon's Fire TV or the Fire TV Stick, and you're looking for something that doesn't make you lock into a subscription, then this new free tab will actually be good for you. It's a new section. It's right at the top of the menu, along with the other usuals of TV and movies and search and your library. It's right up there, and it just says free. And in the section, you'll be able to browse content that can be viewed at no charge. And you will have to sit through some ads, but, if it's free, people are kind of used to that. Apps like Pluto TV, Tubi, Crackle, IMDb TV, the CW,
IMDb has a TV channel?
Golly, IMDb TV has an app, yes. And so you can go on there and you can watch a whole bunch of stuff free of charge, no subscription, which is actually great because in this time especially, a lot of people are signing up for stuff and they're forgetting that when the free trial ends and they're getting locked in. So that's good
there
news.
Number one.
This is definitely the most serious tech story of the week, and it's Homeland Security is involved, the FBI, and they have accused China, they're warning China, actually, saying that they have launched cyber attacks against our various medical labs, and they're trying to steal vaccine information from the United States. This should not be a surprise to anyone, but at least everyone now is on high alert for it.
Right. All right, so there they are, top five tech stories of the week. Thank you, Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen. The focus on technology is something we do every week at this time. So now you're up to date, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now, you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The White House says the State Department's watchdog was fired at the request of the Secretary of State.
Late Friday night, Steve Linnick, the State Department's Inspector General, was let go by the Trump administration. A White House official says the president fired the watchdog following a recommendation by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Democrats are demanding that the White House hand over all records related to the firing. They suggest it may be an illegal act of retaliation against Linnick, who was an Obama administration appointee. Greg Clugston, Washington.
It's taken three deadlocked elections, a year and a half of political paralysis, and another three-day delay because of political infighting. But now Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has finally sworn in his new government.
The Israeli PM and his rival-turned-partner, Benny Gantz, announced their appointments for the new government, the most bloated in Israeli history, with an expected 36 cabinet ministers and 16 deputies. Critics have already accused the government of being out of touch by creating so many cabinet posts at a time when unemployment has soared to 25% as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. Their controversial power-sharing deal calls for each leader to serve as Prime Minister for 18 months at a time, starting with Netanyahu. Their blocs will also have a similar number of ministers and mutual veto power over most major decisions. I'm Karen Shamas.
Days after announcing it would end hazard hero pay to frontline workers, Kroger says it will give them extra thank you bonuses. The move comes after an outcry from the grocery store's union, which said workers are still risking their lives by coming to work. The bonus is $400 for full-time workers and $200 for part-time workers, and it will be paid in two installments. Hazard pay was at $2 per hour as a supplement to regular pay. Check out more news, read the best analysis. You can find them both at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. I've come from the doctor's clinic this morning, 28 staples out of my knee, and I am not taking painkillers. Why? Because I don't need to. I'm taking Relief Factor. Yes, it's a triple dose, but it doesn't have any negative side effects, and I am doing just fine, thank you very much. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. That's truly remarkable. To be liberated from your pain for less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Go right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. This is your opportunity to be the next success story.
The economic fallout from the pandemic continues. JCPenney's announced it's filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection, and more store closings are likely. Jackie Quinn has more.
JCPenney says it will be reducing its store count. It currently operates 850 locations and employs nearly 90,000 workers. Penney becomes the fourth major retailer to file for bankruptcy protection during the pandemic. Many experts, though, are pessimistic about its long-term survival.
U.S. military's mystery space plane rocketed into orbit again Sunday, this time with an extra load of science experiments. It's the sixth flight of the X-37B, a solar-powered plane that's flown by remote control without a crew. Officials aren't saying how long the spacecraft will remain in orbit or the purpose of the mission. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. One of Latin America's largest airlines filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection, saying the COVID-19 pandemic has devastated its business.
Avianca Holdings says the move is aimed at continuing operations and preserving jobs when they can resume normal operations following a global health emergency that has grounded 90% of global air traffic. Avianca said its own consolidated revenues have been slashed by 80% as it faces the most challenging crisis of their 100-year history as a company. The airline said it is in conversations about assistance with governments and countries where it operates, particularly Colombia, its home base.
Jeremy House reporting. Meanwhile, Albanian police clashed Sunday with opposition supporters protesting the demolition of the country's National Theater building in the capital. The building was built by Italians when they occupied Albania during World War II. More on these stories at townhall.com.
In these uncertain times, do you need a much-needed break from cooking? If so, let Mary's Pizza Shack take care of you with their to-go delivery, curbside pickup. Mary's is offering to-go beer and wine at a special discounted rate. And as always, they have their famous pizza, pasta, soups, and salads. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. From Mary's family to yours, please be safe.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
California lawmakers created a new statute in 2018 preventing public employers from disparaging unions. The statute was designed to undercut the 2018 Supreme Court Janus decision, which gave public employees an opt-out right from paying any union dues. Now, seven elected officials in California are suing the California Public Employment Relations Board for violating their First Amendment rights of free speech. Well, Pacific Justice Institute will provide free legal help to any employees who, as a matter of conscience, seek to opt out from paying union dues.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
As we return to the Coopers, we find our two intrepid would-be wage earners still reading off the list of available jobs on the employment agency blackboard.
Exterminator. Tombstone cutter. Lighthouse keeper. That might be something. What are you talking about?
Well, when we got married, George and I set up lighthouse keeping.
This is no time for forced humor.
All right, all right.
Streetcar conductor.
Master of ceremonies for laundromat.
Cabinet maker's apprentice. Drooler for front of donut window.
Yeah, we haven't found anything we can do, but it's certainly fascinating reading.
You know, I do have a job where I can use both of you.
Oh, really?
Yes, it's a cinch. All you have to do is just stand absolutely still.
What is it, a television commercial for Forest Lawn?
No, it's with a carnival, part of a knife-throwing act.
What part?
Now listen, you wanted a job. Where else can you get $10 a day for letting a guy miss you with knives?
Iris? No.
But the man's an expert. I've done business with him for years.
See, Iris?
I send him 3 or 4 girls a week.
Come on, Iris, back to the blackboard. Tailor, steeplejack, coal miner, fish breeder, toupee maker, die caster, cast dyer, snake charmer.
Hello?
Mary Margaret? This is Prudence again.
Well, make it snappy, Prue. I'm making spaghetti, and I'm up to my waist in paste.
Do you know anything about rice?
I remember it was thrown at me on one of the darkest days of my life.
No, I don't mean that. I'm boiling some rice for dinner, and I don't know if I put enough in.
Well, how much did you use?
A 1-pound package.
For 2 of you?
Huh.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, I guess it swells up a little. Hey, wait a minute.
What's the matter?
Something's pushing the kitchen door open. Holy cow, it's the rice!
Oh, it can't be.
It is! Our kitchen looks like Sun Valley!
Hold it back, boy. I'll be right over. Oh, and I'll bring some raisins.
Raisins? What for?
Well, if we can't clean it up, we'll make the biggest rice pudding you've ever seen.
Xylophonist, zither maker, pin feather plucker and chicken factory. Oh, it's no use, Liz. We won't get a job. We'll just have to go home and eat crow.
Do you think that's what they fix for dinner?
You girls still here? Look, why don't you go home? And if anything comes up... pardon me. Sheridan Falls Employment Agency.
Say, we've had a little accident. Could you send a house cleaning crew out right away?
Well, I've only got one of my regular cleaning ladies, but... wait a minute. Hey, you two.
Yes?
I think I may have a job for you.
We'll take it.
Sure, what is it?
General housework, part of a crew of cleaning ladies.
Housework? I could have stayed home and done that.
Iris, we can't be choosy. We've got to make some money today or we'll never hear the end of it.
Well,
we'll take it.
Good. I'll send you out with one of my regulars. Hello?
Yes?
Oh, you're in luck, mister. 2 more of our best scrub ladies just checked in.
Good. The address is 321 Bundy Drive.
They're on their way right now.
Oh, thanks.
Okay, you two, it's all set. I'll call Blanche and you can get going.
Who's Blanche?
Oh, she's one of our best cleaning women. A sweet, lovable character. You'll get along fine. She's got her own car.
something to me?
When do we get there?
I can't hear you.
Never mind.
What?
Never mind.
Any minute now.
Iris, I'm worried. This is our own neighborhood. I hope nobody sees.
What are you yelling for? You deep or something? Here's the place, 321 Bundy Drive.
Iris, it's my house. We can't go in there, Blanche. We quit.
You what? We quit?
Yeah, get someone else.
Now, look, sister, I need the dough from this job, and if you don't work, I don't work. You're coming in with me, or else.
Or else what?
Or else you'll be wearing an off-the-face scrub bucket in the Easter parade.
Well, if you're going to use logic. Liz, maybe Rudolph and George aren't here.
Oh, come to think of it, Iris, I wonder what's happened that they have to have someone clean it up.
They said they'd leave the side door open.
See? There's nobody here, thank goodness.
Okay. Well, come on, let's hurry and get it done.
Oh, what's the rush? I like to look around when I get in a strange house.
Oh? I don't imagine you very often get into a house like this, huh, Blanche?
No, I should say not. It's a real eyesore, ain't it?
What?
Can you imagine having to live with this stuff?
Yes, I can.
Well, if you don't know no better. Yeah, we're supposed to start in the... Look at that mess. What is it?
It looks like rice. Oh, it is rice. All the way into the middle of the dining room.
Oh, what kind of a pig would keep a sty like this?
I'll tell you what kind of a...
Now, Liz, please, let's get this finished and get out of here.
Oh, all right.
What was that?
Those stockings in the kitchen fell over. They were standing up.
The cleaning women must be here, George.
I hope so.
Oh, they're here. Hand me a brush. I'll start scrubbing under this table.
Okay.
On the carpet?
I don't have time to go anyplace else.
Neither do I. I'll help you, Liz. Move over.
Scrape some rice over my way. Give me some rice.
Now listen, you two.
Hello there. You must be the cleaning women, eh?
Yep. I'm Blanche.
Well, look, we want this all cleaned up. See, if our wives find out about it, they'll kill us.
He can say that again.
After you get through here, go over to my house. I came over to help him with the rice, and I left the iron on. The fireman left quite a mess.
Burn the ironing board, huh?
Well, I couldn't find the ironing board. I was using the top of the piano.
We'll clean it up for you.
We?
Oh, yeah, me and my two assistants. They're down on their hands and knees. You can just see them sticking out from under the table.
Iris! Iris? Certainly, I recognize her shoes.
Liz Cooper, is that you?
What's going on around here? Speak up, you two.
Oh, so very good rice. Very good. Clean him up quick, chop. Oh, you bet. You bet. Hot kimona.
Iris, and I do mean lotus bud.
Liz, come out from there.
Nobody here but us Chinese club ladies.
Yep. Grab those legs, George. Iris. Come on.
Rudolph.
There. Now, Ming Toy, what's going on?
What about that rice, George Cooper?
A fine way for you to act, Iris.
I didn't burn any holes in the piano.
Yeah, at least we were working.
Yes.
Well, that was an accident. I was trying to lose my...
Now, wait.
Just a minute. This is no way to act. Fighting and trying to deceive each other. As a matter of fact, George and I decided something this afternoon.
What?
Well, tell him, George.
Well, we don't like doing housework.
Well, As long as we're being honest, Iris and I aren't exactly crazy about earning the living either. It's tough.
Well, shall we go back the way we were?
Okay, by me.
Hey, wait a minute. What about equal rights for women?
Kiss me, master.
Come here, slave.
Same thing go for us, Iris?
You know it does.
Kiss me, master.
Come here, slave.
What about me, master? Clean up the rice, slave.
Listening to My Favorite Husband, starring Lucille Ball with Richard Denning. Watch for the April issue of Radio Mirror Magazine, the one with the big picture of Lucille Ball on the cover. It tells the details of an exciting new My Favorite Husband contest. Get Radio Mirror for April. And be sure to listen to Lucille Ball and My Favorite Husband again next week, presented by
J-E-L-L. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. That's Jell-O.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O pudding.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O pudding. Yes, sir.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
Should we teach children to do well, but not too well? That is the message taught by a youth football league in Pennsylvania, which prohibits winning by more than 30 points. One coach knew his team was doing so well they might break that rule, so he was playing the second string. But a 5-year-old who had never had a chance to run with a ball scored a touchdown anyway, and the kids played so hard they won, 36-0. Now the league wants to suspend the volunteer coach and fine him $500. Many youth sports leagues try to make sure all the kids have fun. But the only way to make sure nobody loses is to make sure nobody wins either. At least, not by too much. Instead of teaching kids to be mediocre, we should teach them to do their best.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information. Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Right now, home sweet home has never been sweeter. Our homes are more important than ever, and finding people we trust to take care of them is just as important. For over 20 years, Home Advisor has been connecting homeowners with trusted local plumbers, electricians, roofers, and more. And now we're making it easier than ever for great pros to join the Home Advisor network. For a limited time, home service businesses can get $200 in free advertising. Visit homeadvisor.com/offer200 for details. That's homeadvisor.com/offer200.
Have you wanted to speak a new language, but thought it would be too difficult? Then try Babbel. Babbel starts by teaching you words and phrases that gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations. So in 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking a new language in a few weeks. Babbel is built around real life. It teaches you practical conversations that you will actually use. Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was. Before Dragnet, Jack Webb was heard on radio as a fella named Novak. Sit back and get ready for the rapid-fire metaphors and similes, as we'll hear all about Reuben Calloway's pictures. Joining Webb as usual will be Raymond Burr as Hellman and Tudor Owen as Jocko. It's from March 13th, 1949.
Pat Novak for Hire. The sign out in front of my office says, Pat Novak for Hire. Oh, you don't get in the blue book that way, but you don't embarrass your friends either. Because down on the waterfront in San Francisco, they don't separate the good and the bad. They let them run together. And before long, you got a caste system. You're either alive or dead. If you're on top, you keep fading the crowd and trying for sevens until you lose the dice. It's about the only way to play it, unless you like worms. I rent boats and do anything else that'll put a fast handle on a buck. But it doesn't always work out, because down here, all your luck is junior grade and trouble is trumps. I found that out Tuesday night. It was the first time I ever saw Reuben Calloway, and the last time, too, if you like to keep a tidy record. It was about 7 o'clock, and I just started back across the bay from Sausalito. You could still see Mount Tamalpais squatting on the Marin shore, light brown near the top, but dark and black farther down, like a cupcake that's been in the oven a little too long. A low fog was beginning to squeeze in on the far side, so I kicked in the searchlight, and that's when I picked him up. He was struggling feebly with his face near the water and was almost bald, so that when the light hit him, he looked like a cantaloupe that somebody got tired of. I pulled alongside and started to haul him aboard. He brought most of the bay with him.
Herman, please.
Yeah, wait till I get a hold of you, will you?
Come on.
There. Now sit down. No, here. Lean against the gunwale.
Here, thanks.
Is the water red or you've been shot a little?
Do you have to know everything?
No, it's your load. Carry it, mister.
Yeah.
Come on, move your feet. I gotta get us ashore.
If you like it, go ahead. But don't hurry for me.
Well, if you feel that way about it, pick another spot to die in. Go back in the bay where you'll have company.
You've gotta help me. I want you to get in touch with a girl named Alma Biggs.
Yeah?
You'll find her at the Empire Club. Out on Geary Street. My name's Reuben Calloway. Tell her about me. She'll pay you for it.
What's she do, collect bodies?
Just give her this key. It's for a lock I got in the bus station.
Now, look, Pop, you don't know me. Suppose I use the key.
You can't spend it. You better take the money.
All right.
Just see, I'm told it didn't work out. It didn't work out for me at all. I guess that's right, huh?
On the big things, you're 100%.
I don't need a check.
Oh. Here, sit up. I told you I don't want you dying in here.
Stop beefing, fella. You don't have all the bad luck.
They must have sent a fast chariot, because when I leaned over, the guy was dead. And he was working hard at it, too. He was a skinny little guy, all bent up and twisted in the bottom of the boat like an old paper clip. Wouldn't do any good to straighten him out, because he wasn't going to sleep easy. His eyes were open and rolling around at the sky as if he was on the make for a star. And the skin hung loose around his face so that when you touched it, it felt like an empty baked potato. Well, I pushed him into a corner and I started for Pier 19. When I got there, I hauled him onto the dock and I went down to call homicide. Must have been about 8:30 when I took a cab out to the Empire Club. It was a gambling joint out on Geary Street where they cut their whiskey and cards in different rooms. I asked the guy at the window if he knew Alma Biggs, and he pointed her out by the roulette table. She was wearing a white satin evening gown. As I walked up behind her, I noticed she moved in rhythm with the roulette wheel. It was interesting. If it'd been a merry-go-round, they'd have pinched her. I squeezed in next to her at the table, and I was thinking of trying it again when she started to talk.
It's a tight fit. Are you sure you like it?
I'm not going to stay long.
That's what Rudolph Hess said.
Make your bets, ladies and gentlemen. Gamblers, make their bets.
Stake me, Alma.
I can't afford you, darling.
Go broke for Reuben Calloway, then. Four on the red.
Four on the red. Four on the red.
To keep you for luck, darling. Will you comb your hair?
I'll take the chips. They'd look bad on Calloway.
Oh. It's too crowded here. Let's find a closet. Did he look pretty?
For a fish, he was all right.
Who are you?
Pat Novak. I picked him up in the bay. He said to look you up and tell you it didn't work out.
That would please Turk.
Yeah, who's Turk?
The reason it didn't work out. Is that all, Mr. Novak?
Except for a key that fits a bus station locker. Here.
You keep it, Mr. Novak.
It won't buy anything. Now, look, sweetheart, I picked up your boy and dried him out, but that's all. We were small friends at best, so the services stopped.
You can come to a slow stop for $200. Just take the key and pick up what's in that locker. I'll get it from you later.
Yeah?
I'll meet you in an hour. Where's a good place? Your apartment?
Well, it's a place.
I'll find it in the book. I hope you don't mind.
No, the thin walls will save me. What's in that locker?
What would it prove?
Proves you've got a small mouth, Angel.
Unless you're going to kiss it, don't worry. 9:30 then?
All right.
I'll bring the 200 with me.
Don't worry about the dough.
Oh.
Because I scooped your chips off the table. I'll see you later. She stood there watching me as I walked over to the cashier's window. She gave you a nice warm feeling, like a Bunsen burner in the middle of your back. As she stood there in the center of the floor smiling, you knew she could turn a glacier into a steam bath at 400 yards. A nice little mouse that made you want to go home and test all the old traps. Well, I cashed in her chips, and the boy at the window shoved out 200 rocks in a pained look as if he just handed over his right lung. I got a cab, and I rode down to the bus station at 7th and Market. There were a few people sitting at the counter and a couple of old men on the benches waiting for somebody to get up and leave the funny papers. I went over near the wall and opened up the locker. It was a long trip for a small package. A square manila envelope, and there was an address up in the corner. Reuben Calloway, photographer. I squeezed the envelope and it felt like photographs, but I wasn't sure. I started to close the locker when I turned, and then I tumbled for the first time. It's like getting a drop of rain on your hand before you ever look up at the sky. The two of them were standing over by the cigar counter watching me. A guy with a heavy overcoat and a little small guy about the size of a hangnail. It wouldn't do any good to sit down because I knew they'd stay until somebody condemned the building, so I walked past them out onto the street and there was a cab standing right in front.
Cab, mister?
Yeah. Swing up toward the St. Francis, will you?
Yeah.
Now, look, you're going to be tailed, so brush up on your alleys.
If you like it that way.
Hey, you were supposed to take a left there on Mission.
I got a license. Where's yours?
I told you to double back over Market.
Get out and walk if you don't like it. I've been bought, mister.
Oh, my two friends.
That's right. You should have come first.
I ought to part your hair.
You got more chance with them. Here we are.
Where you going?
You like alleys, that's what you're going to get.
Yeah.
Take it easy, fella. You're not going anywhere.
You were nice while you lasted.
Take it easy. You better walk up a wall. They'll block the alley. See?
Crowded alley, huh?
Yeah.
Give me the envelope so we can all get out.
Can Junior help you?
Give me the envelope. There. Now, let's see it. Yeah. Still sealed.
You all through?
I don't know. I'll see. Like him, Joe?
No.
That's the way it is, mister. He don't like you.
Slid down like an old sock on a bony leg. I rolled over a couple of times. I tried to stand up, but it wasn't easy. You might as well try to find a hair in a bowl of chop suey. It began to rain, and I figured it'd be easier to float out to the street, so I went to sleep. When I woke up, the rain hadn't helped the alley much. It's like washing your kid's face and finding out he was ugly to start with. The mud had washed up against the walls, and it was a thick, sour smell. And down the alley, across the street, there was part of a sign sticking out that said, Eats. And that isn't what you felt like at all. I started groping around to get up, and my hand hit the pictures. They were scattered all over like clothes in a boarding school. I picked them up, and I started for the street. On the way up in the cab, I got a chance to look at them. They didn't make sense. There were six of them, and they were all just about the same. A bunch of mob scenes of that fire over in Oakland. I didn't have time to figure it out because the cab pulled up in front of the St. Francis, and I went in to call Alma Biggs and tell her the party was off. Part of that alley must have come with me, because when I walked into the lobby, the doorman looked at me as if I'd just blown up a nunnery. I tried the number once, but nobody answered. I decided to wait 20 minutes and call again. That was a mistake, because I just got in the booth and started to dial when somebody started rapping on the door with a nickel. It was Hellman from Homicide.
Hello, Novak. Come on out. You can't get a date in that suit.
What do you want, Hellman?
Come on out. You're a hard man to find.
Well, you don't look in the right places.
I'm a family man. Tell me about the dead guy.
I don't know, Hellman. He died in my boat. That's all I know.
He didn't say anything?
Just sentimental stuff. His name's Reuben Calloway, and somebody threw him in the bay without instructions. I don't know a thing about him except he takes pictures.
Yeah?
I'll wipe off the drool. They're not your kind.
Who are his friends?
He's got new ones by now. I don't know, Hellman.
How about that guy on your couch?
Huh?
I just left your place. How about the guy on the couch?
There's a gal up there, but that's all.
Does she wear suspenders?
Huh?
Then take my word, it's a man.
And you're going to tell me he's dead, Hellman?
No, I'm not going to tell you he's dead, Novak. He may be a soft breather.
When Hellman mentioned the stiff up at my place, I knew we were going to be in low gear the rest of the night because Hellman isn't an easy guy. He wouldn't give his wife an aspirin if she had concussion of the brain. He took me out the side door, and we rode up to my apartment. The dead guy was lying on the couch with his arms across his chest as if he wanted somebody to give him a lily or a way out of this. The lamp was shining down on his face, and the light was distorted, but when you stood over him, you could see his face was the color of pressed seaweed. If he had anything to be happy about, you couldn't tell, because his mouth was open and hung over to one side like a loose change purse filled with old teeth. His clothes were rumpled and his shirt was open at his neck. You could see a chain around his neck and a silver medal in the dull light against his chest. It looked out of place and made you feel funny, like seeing a picture of a Madonna in a bowling alley. I watched him while Hellman made noise.
He still looks like a man.
Yeah? Who is he?
George Leggett.
What does that prove?
Who his mother was. We're checking for a record. The gun, too.
What gun?
One was lying here on the floor. I want to know if it's the same gun that killed Reuben Calloway.
Well, you'll need some prints.
Anybody can buy a handkerchief. Where were you tonight?
In an alley down near Mission Street.
Do you like it down there?
It's all right. You'd like it. I got shoved in and pushed around for these pictures.
They don't look like the right kind of pictures.
Well, I can't explain that, Hellman. Maybe they took the good ones.
How do you fit in?
Calloway gave me a key to a locker down in the bus station. It was for a girl named Alma Biggs.
And the girl sent you down?
That's right, with $200 running money. If you want to know about Calloway, look up a guy named Turk.
Turk what?
I don't know, Hellman. Maybe he's only got one name. Maybe the other was Stinker. You got a police file. Look him up.
We'll look him up, but I'm not going to forget you. One guy's dead on Pier 19. Another up here in your apartment. You're mixed up, Novak. There's a connection. I'll shop around till I strike it.
You couldn't strike oil in a filling station. You got a double murder. Shop for a pair of people.
I'll shop far enough to get you, big shot. Far enough to see you fry.
Well, you got the lard for it, Hellman.
If you keep your mouth shut now, you can hold in the blood. Hello, Hellman talking. Yeah? When'd you find out? That makes it easier. You sure the same gun killed them both? Yeah. Yeah, I'll be in.
Well?
Huh? Oh. Wrong number, Novak.
You're listening to Pat Novak for Hire. We'll be right back with more after this short break.
Ladies and gentlemen, the ringing of that phone bell means adventure. Hello?
Hello.
The young man answering the phone is Archie Goodwin.
Yes, this is Nero Wolfe's office.
The mountain of a man in the oversized armchair, staring at Archie with a beady eye, is Nero Wolfe.
Mr. Wolfe is in. Mr. Wolfe is always in. Would he stay in until... He would.
Archie, what on earth?
Boss, she sounds blonde.
Phooey.
Rex Stout's reclusive, overweight, orchid-loving super sleuth is masterfully portrayed by Sidney Greenstreet in Radio Spirit's 4-CD collection, Nero Wolfe, The Case of the Midnight Ride. Mystery buffs can learn the logic of this armchair detective extraordinaire as he presides over 8 curious cases.
He's disappeared. It's been 3 days now.
Nero Wolfe, The Case of the Midnight Ride, sells for $15.95. But When Radio Was listeners can get it today for only $10. Plus, get free shipping.
We've still got a disappearance case, and this one you're not sitting out.
Indeed. And who has disappeared now?
Mary Dunning. Stevens is back, but Mary's gone.
Go to radiospirits.com now or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code WOLF77.
Excuse me, Mr. Wolf. Hold the wire a moment.
Wait, Mr. Stevens.
Come on in. I haven't had a chance yet.
What?
No! No!
Get your own copy of Nero Wolfe, The Case of the Midnight Ride today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code WOLF77.
Kramer's on his way to your place now to pick up young Dowd. Any instructions?
I'd like more company.
Well, the ball game is all wrapped up, isn't it?
I'd still like more company.
Right, Mary and Schwartz?
If you can get them here. And Archie.
Yes?
Get them here.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
Electric scooters have exploded in popularity around the country, and at least 10 national companies have emerged, renting the scooters by the hour in many cities. They're called micromobility companies, and they're growing quickly. But in Connecticut, any industry growing that quickly and making profits that impressive offers an opportunity for regulation. Sure enough, the legislature passed a new law this year, subjecting riders and owners to a slew of new state regulations. They also made sure to allow local governments to add even more regulations. Riding a bike or a scooter requires common sense, the most uncommon thing in our culture, but it does not require government regulation. It just isn't that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Welcome back to Pat Novak for Hire, starring Jack Webb. This is When Radio Was.
They didn't give Hellman a sense of humor. They gave him a loud laugh instead. When he walked out of my place, he was smiling like a funny man who's just exposed Santa Claus. I didn't feel very funny myself. I took another look at those pictures, and I was as mixed up as a guy with a Mexican divorce. They were just ordinary pictures of a fire in Oakland. What made him so important? I was sure that Gunsel had taken some of the pictures, but were they any different than these, and why was Alma Biggs afraid to pick them up? And who was a guy named Turk? Well, I was full of questions, but no answers, like some guy at a peace conference. Well, if I went over it anymore, I'd be counting my toes, so I got out of there and I looked up Jocko Madigan. Oh, he's a good guy, and he was a smart one, too, until he decided the only way you can get a good trade-in on hard luck is with a bottle of whiskey. I found him at Emilio's bar, patting Bill, the bartender, on the back with one hand and pouring jiggers of gin with the other.
At the tables down at Murray's, in the place where Louis dwells, ba-ba, ba, gentlemen songsters of honest breed, doomed from here to eternity.
Jocko, I want to talk to you.
Shh, Patsy, I'm driving a Harvard man crazy. He's at the end of the bar.
Well, stop drinking and listen to me.
I've got to keep on drinking, Patsy, if I want to preserve any continuity in my life, because I don't drink to forget, but rather to remember. To remember all the pleasant events of my life. There were two of them, I think.
All right, Jocko.
The first was a girl I met many twilights ago, and the second was a summer night in St. Louis when a bartender felt crazed with the heat and set them up on the house.
Will you stop it? I'm in trouble.
Memory is a blessed toy, Patsy. But you have to be careful because it can be dangerous, like giving a rifle to a small child for Christmas. Oh, it's true he can get some temporary pleasure out of it by shooting various neighbors. But sooner or later, he's going to kill the only rich relative in the family.
Jocko, I'm tired.
And memory's the same way. So you're entitled to collect the few good ones you have. You're allowed to straighten them out and put them in order. Oh, after all, an old pool ball gets racked now and then.
You all through?
Yes. I've run out of memories.
Hellman thinks I killed two guys 10 miles apart.
Wasn't it difficult?
Oh, the same murder gun. The whole thing is tied up with some pictures.
In color?
A guy by the name of Reuben Calloway died in my boat. He gave me a key to a locker downtown. The pictures were there.
Is that one of them?
It is. Take a look.
Uh-huh. If it's a group picture, they were a very unruly family.
It's the Oakland fire. Two gunsels followed me and took some of the pictures. In the meantime, some guy got shot in my place. Everybody's after the pictures. Why?
Well, have you seen the other pictures?
No, I took an intermission. That's why you got to help. Now, you'll find Reuben Calloway's address in the phone book. Get up there and go through his stuff, will you?
It doesn't sound legal.
Neither's a bum murder rap. Get up there and go through his pictures. Try to find anything that'll fit in with his set.
What are you going to do besides jail?
I got to find a gal named Alma Biggs.
Oh, you'll have trouble with a name like that. She's probably changed it.
The locker key was tabbed for her, but she hired me to run her errands.
Is she pretty?
Yes, if you like a fast track. Now get up there, Jocko.
Why can't I see her?
Will you stop it, Jocko? Just get up there. Forget about her. She'd scare you to death.
Yes. Well, at least I die hopeful. Good night, lover.
Finding Alma Biggs was quite a job. Oh, I knew she was around, but I couldn't get to her. It was like trying to get a peanut shell out of a back tooth. I called the Empire Club, but they didn't know anything about her. I went through all the phone books and the city directories, and I didn't get anything but a sore thumb. I didn't do any better with the hotels. I sat in Lupo's and called them all, and by 1 o'clock, I knew more desk clerks than a vice squad cop, but no Alma Biggs. Finally, I went out to the Empire Club and I started talking to the cabbies. About 15 minutes later, one pulled up and remembered taking a girl in a satin evening gown up to an apartment on the hill. I called Hellman and I rode up there to check the names. Alma Biggs had an apartment on the second floor. I knocked on the door and she didn't answer, so I tried it. The lights were out, so I closed the door and groped over to the desk. I should have noticed the draperies as I passed because they were full of people.
Wait a minute.
All right, now.
Wait a minute, Mr. Novak. Thing. I wanted to see who you were.
George Leggett, maybe.
Oh, do you know him?
We're roommates. He died on my couch tonight.
Anything serious or just humdrum death?
He's satisfied. What do you know about him?
I never heard anybody say a bad thing about him. Of course, I never heard anybody mention him.
Now, look, Angel, it's late. Who's George Leggett?
Why do you care?
Because homicide cares. They got Calloway and Leggett back to back, and they want my skin.
It's a nice skin, darling. Where are the pictures?
Unless you're a social worker, you're not going to like them. Here.
Let me see. They're not all here.
Yeah, I figured that.
Where are the other pictures, Patsy?
In some Gonoff's album. Two of them jumped me down near Mission Street.
Who are they?
Well, we never got that friendly.
Well, there couldn't have been two of them.
Well, maybe the little guy was just window dressing, but he gave the right answers.
Patsy, I think you're a liar.
You're nicer than homicide.
I want those pictures.
You do.
And I'm going to take them away from you.
If I had them, that's a big enough gun to do it.
Get the pictures, Patsy.
It's a bad time for murder, Angel. Homicide's working this week.
I haven't time, Patsy. I'll push you down like a blade of grass. Get the pictures.
Now, look, sweetheart. I took a job for $200. It covers up on a sapping down on Mission Street, but it won't cover big talk from you. Now, put the gun away or I'll bend you hard.
Don't move up when you talk.
Oh, you're a run behind. Give it to me. It feels good. Let it go or take the pain. Drop it.
You don't have to hang on. I'm not a barbell.
You're handy now. Who's Turk?
Stop it.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
is it's powered by hydrogen fuel cells. And in this engine, hydrogen mixes with oxygen to create water and electric power. It's the brand new 2021 Toyota Mirai. And we asked Toyota's Jackie Birdsall to fill us in.
We started with a premium rear-wheel drive platform, and which allowed us to create a vehicle that, first of all, is visually quite appealing, but is also lower, longer, wider, and more aerodynamic than its predecessor. We've also made some improvements to the interior, including a 12.3-inch multimedia touchscreen and a 14-speaker JBL system and a 6-seat in the rear. And because we've now moved to a premium rear-wheel drive platform and it's powered by an electric motor, you really get superb drivability, especially around corners.
Go to toyota.com/Mirai for more. That's M-I-R-A-I.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
If you are fishing for bluegill, but you want to target the bedeer, right after this.
For 20 years, Higdon had the best waterfowl decoys in the business. Now they bring that same tradition of painstaking research and development into the world of turkey hunting. Introducing Higdon's new lineup of hard body decoys. Ultra lightweight and versatile, these decoys have it all. Realistic, high contrast paint schemes and XHD hyper feathering detail for each individual feather. And Higdon's Apex Stake System delivers natural movement in all conditions. Get real this turkey season with Higdon Outdoors.
If you are catching bluegill on their spawning beds, if you go a little deeper and farther out, you can sometimes get here. Another strategy is to take your bobber off and work your split shot on the bottom with a bait floating behind. This can catch the bigger red ear. To learn more, check us out at drawntowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days, free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-993-8236. That's 800-993-8236.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-993-8236.
And now the conclusion of the Reuben Calloway Pictures on Wynn Radio One.
Well, I didn't talk to the girl because I knew she'd close up faster than a Dublin meat market on Friday. I left her and went down to the Chronicle morgue to find out what I could about Turk Spaniel. Hellman had covered it. Spaniel talked too much, and Joe Biggs killed him and left him growing out of a ditch like an old weed. I didn't know where to turn now. With Turk gone, who was after those pictures besides Alma Biggs, and what did they prove? I knew the answer was there. Probably in plain sight, like a blimp on a football field, but I couldn't get near it. It was past 2 when I got back to my apartment, and the phone was screaming for help. Yeah?
Hello, Patsy. This is Jocko.
What'd you find out?
That Calloway was quite a photographer.
Yeah?
You should see some of the pictures. Ooh, I'm in love again.
All right, Jocko, did you find anything?
Well, there's a check for $1,000 from Alma Bates.
Yeah, what else?
Some more pictures of the Oakland fire. One of them looks good.
Yeah?
It's just like the rest, except in the background, something is circled with a red pencil.
Oh, that'll do it, Jocko.
And there's a clipping here with another picture. I can't tell, but I think they match.
What's it say?
Well, it's all about...
Jocko, what's the matter? Are you all right, Jocko? Jocko, you all right?
He says to tell you no.
After Jocko's call, I grabbed a cab and rode up to Calloway's apartment. When I got there, Jocko was sitting in the middle of the floor as sad as a steer on a sheep ranch. He hadn't seen who hit him, and the picture was gone. So was the clipping. I asked him if there were any negatives around, and he said no. That meant somebody was still on the prowl for the negatives. So I called Hellman and briefed him, and he said he'd meet us at Reuben Calloway's studio in 10 minutes. When we got there, it was dark, but I sensed Hellman in the back room. Turned out to be a couple of pans of acid, but He was there going over the negatives.
All this guy did was take pictures.
Let me take a look, will you, Hillman? Can you spot the right one, Jocko?
Hold him up to the light.
All right. Now, here are the fire pictures.
How about this one?
No, I had that one.
Yes, that's it. And this fellow back here is the one that was circled.
Hold it up so I can see.
Hello, Turk. You waited too long.
Give me the picture, mister.
All that gun will do is make noise, Spaniel, and it won't make enough to keep a secret.
Just hand me the picture.
Somebody knows you're alive now. The picture's for last.
It's your word against mine. I'll be so far away, I can't hear the argument. Let me have it.
Don't give it to him, Novak.
Yeah, I'll give it to him. You take it away, Hellman.
Thanks, Novak. That alley taught you manners. You stand over there. I want to remember the way you looked.
Don't worry. I'll tell you about the Turk.
Huh?
You keep backing into this gun, it's going to show around your breastbone.
Guns are getting cheap. You better drop yours, Spaniel.
Over there. You look the same, Turk. Or almost the same.
You got this all wrong, Alma.
Joe doesn't look the same. 9 years in the cooler and you lose your personality.
Please, Alma, don't do anything crazy.
After 9 years, you lose almost everything. Joe's lost everything but me. Down on the floor, Spaniel. I want you on your knees.
Please, Alma, you got it wrong.
I got it all right, Turk. Because Joe wouldn't lie to me. When he said he didn't kill you, I knew you were alive.
Please, Alma.
Down on the floor beside the table.
Go easy, baby. You got a copper here.
I can't hurt him, Novak. Turk Spaniel's legally dead. All you can do to a dead man is careful to death.
Please, Alma. You're not seeing this right.
I'm going to have a better chance than you. You couldn't see, Spaniel. You couldn't see your way back to help Joe out. You look good on your knees. Never by the table.
Leave that acid alone, sweetheart.
I'm going to help him see with a whole pan full of it. I'm going to help you see, Spaniel.
Please, Alma. You wouldn't do that?
You got the short end of the bed.
Yeah. You better look at him, Jocko.
Don't bother unless you're a baby doctor.
We may need you, lady.
Not for this copper. Remember, Turk Spaniel's dead. Detroit says so.
He looks alive now.
He can't be dead there and alive here. I like your climate, but it's not that good. You can't see me, Turk, but I'll bet you can hear me walk out of here. Goodbye, Turk. I'll send you a cane.
To get most of the story out of Turk Spaniel. Reuben Calloway stumbled into the whole thing and he didn't know what hit him. He went over to Oakland to take some pictures of the fire and he got a picture of Spaniel in the crowd. Spaniel saw him and trailed him over to this side. He had to get the pictures because back in Detroit he'd framed Joe Biggs with a riddled up body and skipped out of the country. He'd been away until a few weeks ago, and now he was waiting for a boat out of San Francisco, so he had to stay dead. He sent George Leggett after the pictures, but Leggett figured it was a good way to double-cross him and stay in the clear, so he tipped off Alma Biggs, who'd come out here on a lead a few weeks before. Turk finally tumbled. With a local gunsel, he killed Calloway and left Leggett in my apartment where he trailed him. It almost worked out, but he didn't get to that shop in time. Well, Hellman asked only one question. When I first met her, did I know Alma Biggs was that hard? No. In that satin evening gown, I didn't think so.
Calloway's Pictures, an episode of Pat Novak for Hire, from March 13, 1949. Just 3 months later, Jack Webb would launch the radio version of Dragnet. And his Novak co-star Raymond Burr would work on that series as well. Do you recall the character he played on Dragnet? I'll have the answer and wrap up when radio was right after this.
Johnny Dollar.
Hans Garrett, Johnny, Sheriff's Office.
Oh, hi.
Well, you can quit looking for Russell. We found him.
Well, that's good news.
Is it? He's dead.
Bob Bailey, Mandel Kramer, and more star as Johnny Dollar in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Medium Rare Matters. It's regularly $39.98, but when Radio Was listeners can get it today for only $24.98. Save $15 and get free shipping.
Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code Johnny33.
Nance, get over here fast.
Well, what's the matter?
Look, I've got no time to explain. There's a man outside with a gun, and I can't hold him off much longer.
Who is it?
I don't know, but I've got a strong hunch it's the one who murdered Russell, and he's trying to do likewise to me.
Order Medium Rare Matters today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code Johnny33. This offer is available for a limited time only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Money, work. Bah.
Greatest detective in the world. Only trouble is, he is.
The greatest idea in the world is to get the Radio Spirits app today. Never miss a When Radio Was episode again and stream the most recent shows for free. Download it at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android.
Let's do them a favor. Let's show them what it costs.
It'll cost you nothing with free streams on the Radio Spirits app. Plus, download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening if you sign up for a premium plan. Choose from thousands of radio shows. Sherlock Holmes, Gunsmoke, Burns and Allen, The Whistler, and yours truly, Johnny Dollar, to name just a few. You can also bookmark programs and resume play whenever and wherever you'd like.
Good evening, friends of the creaking door.
Don't close the door on getting free streams. Download a free trial now. Check out the Radio Spirits app today.
If you are fishing for bluegill, but you want to target the bigger red ear, I'll share a tip how to catch them right after this.
For over 20 years, Higdon Outdoors has made the best waterfowl decoys in the business. Now they bring that same tradition of painstaking research and development into the world of turkey hunting. Introducing Higdon's new lineup of hard body decoys. Ultra lightweight and versatile, these decoys have it all. Realistic high contrast paint schemes and XHD hyper feathering detail for each individual feather. And Higdon's Apex Stake System delivers natural movement in all conditions. Get real this turkey season with Higdon Outdoors.
If you are catching bluegill on their spawning beds, if you go a little deeper and farther out, you can sometimes catch the red ear. Another strategy is to take your bobber off and work your split shot on the bottom with a bait floating behind. This can catch the bigger red ear. To learn more, check us out at drawntowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
Before the break, I was talking about the radio version of Dragnet, created and starring Jack Webb, who we just heard is Pat Novak. Well, on that earlier series, Raymond Burr was Inspector Hellman, but Webb also hired him for Dragnet, where he was heard in early episodes of that cop drama as Joe Friday's boss, Chief of Detectives Ed Backstrand. I'm Greg Bell, and we're done this time around. Be sure, though, to visit us at the website, whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.